For the thousands in attendance and the millions watching around the world.
This is the main event.
Dildo Corn is alive
and kicking.
Come on over here, I'll headbutt your ass a couple times if you know what I'm saying.
This brother breaking off a 40-yard run. This brother,
come on, zip it.
I hope I didn't piss off Jesus.
You call that a penalty?
Who's number one?
It's the LA Clippers.
Boom! Shut up! You're saying it wrong, people.
I would get her pregnant.
That
just called in and hangs up, you motherfucker. That fucking pissed me off.
Ari, are you in the shower now?
Totally in the shower.
Yeah, dude.
He's not a cokehead.
You mean James?
Stupid idiot.
You're a stupid idiot for getting so fucking uptight over fucking nothing.
You're clearly lying.
You're clearly just
lying. Why would I lie?
For attention.
Why would I lie?
What?
I don't need attention.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. You're a comic.
Welcome to Punch Drunk Sports, where winners win. We have a packed studio. Joining us, a very special guest. To know him is to love him. Joey Diaz, everybody.
Live
Joey
in the
Diaz.
Saddle.
Have you ever been in studio before?
No.
Ed
nope.
Era?
Wow.
He called in our two studios ago. He called in.
Two studios ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've moved. This is like six.
Or was that Toad Hop? No.
We've moved around.
Though. Yeah.
A lot.
Now, he called
crazy
in here.
Around 5 years.
Like no, I can't remember what he called in for, but it was a while ago. It was
UFC, probably.
Yeah, it was,
yeah, it was a UFC, for sure.
Crazy.
For sure. But yeah. Glad to have you in the studio, finally.
I'm happy to be here.
We came to you. We had to come to the Valley. Every place.
We got to move studios. We got to get closer to Joey Diaz.
Beautiful day to be alive. And yeah. It's a great location.
It is.
Yeah, it is.
Got Cuban food around the corner.
I saw that. Did you see that?
Yeah, I've been there 20 times, but they're filthy.
That's
animals.
Why he said it.
Oh, really?
Why wouldn't he say it if he didn't?
That's not the sign.
Oh, okay.
When you go in there, they got fingerprints on the glass. If you don't wipe the glass down... You don't wipe your ass either. I don't trust that shit.
What grade do they have in the outside? Because people don't know in Los Angeles.
It's probably an A.
Really?
Yeah, but
that's
they
who
tell you
pay.
You know when the fucking guy's coming.
So you have to be an asshole not to get an A.
Yeah, you have to be an asshole not to get an A. If you get a B, it's because your grill isn't hot enough.
Yep. A fork's
like
on, like a knife.
You can have dirty
clean,
water, too.
Yeah. Little
but
things like that.
They know when you're coming. So all you have to do is have your restaurant tip-top Magoo that day.
Yeah.
But there's things they don't check. So if I go to your restaurant and there's 100 fingerprints on the glass at the door,
yeah,
nobody in that place had the initiative. That's food.
To wipe it down.
That's not a computer
store. Should be five
store.
Times a day.
That's food.
Yeah.
I look at those little things.
Mm-hmm.
So if they're those filthy fucking animals with the glass,
right,
I can't go in there. But down the corner on Olive, you got the best sandwich in the valley.
What's the Which place called?
If you don't want Italian shit. Sub King.
Sub King?
Oh. The
really?
Tuna with Swiss, with avocado? Shit. Wednesdays is French dip? Shit.
I'm about that.
Yeah.
Packed!
Is it packed?
I go about 1:15 after jiu-jitsu.
Really?
Tip-top Magoo like a motherfucker. I'm right there. I get my little small turkey
right.
with some Swiss and a little avocado, saturated fats.
Today's word of the day is brought to you by Joey Diaz. Tip top Magoo.
Tip top.
That's the word of the day.
Tip top Magoo.
That's how you wake
we
up.
We should do
your
a
dick
weekly
is working.
Restaurant review from Joey Diaz. Yeah. Have him call in. Yeah. I get into my tip top Magoo.
Tip top Magoo, dog.
Yeah,
I'm straight.
Joey, where
we
are
should
you
have
be?
Joey Diaz's
blood. Dates
yeah.
coming up.
Dates at the gates.
Strong Island this weekend, Friday and Saturday.
Strong Island, bam. Where are you going to be?
Governors.
Already?
Governors, Levittown, right by Matt Serra's jiu-jitsu place.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm
going
to try to go in
rolling?
There. I'm going to try to go in there
I like that.
And take the beginner class because those Long Island dudes are savages.
They ain't fucking around, dog.
You taking Matt Serra's class?
Yeah, Saturday at 11. Why not?
You going to see our good friend Mickey Gall?
I don't
you're
think
out there?
He's there. Nah, because Mickey's going to be down the shore. Mm. I'm going to be in Strong Island. I ain't good. Making the fucking commute.
I love it.
I don't even go into the city.
You're looking good, dude.
I'm trying. Fridays and Saturdays is a motherfucker to drive in New York. Fuck you.
In New York.
Oh. Yeah. And Friday is shore day. Everybody has to go to all the Guidos go down the shore or up to Long Island to Montauk to dress in white with the brothers. You know what I'm saying? The Puff's house and shit. I used to go to Montauk when the ocean was the ocean. Like when they first shot Jaws and what's that? The house, the haunted house up there in Long Island?
What?
Amityville Horror? That area was fucking rotten. I've been to beaches in Miami and California, and I was a kid, and I went up to Montauk one time. the crabs were walking up to you on the beach.
Shaking.
It was like this cloud that went into the ocean. You were in the real ocean. There was no dilly-dallying. If you went into that water, you lasted 8 minutes.
You might not come back.
Sharks would take you there. That's what. That's
really?
That's where the inspiration to Jaws came from.
I love it.
What happened? How did they change it?
Well, people started going up there. They had, you know, what happens anywhere? It's just a beach.
Overfishing.
That's filthy.
Yeah.
Fucking next thing you know, they had Bernie Madoff up there,
yeah.
Puff Daddy buying $8 million spreads, $9 million spreads. Did he fart?
No, I was thinking
no,
for,
I'm just looking at Ari and how, like, L.A., he's like L.A. tan with his fingernails done. He's like,
I'm just glad he has a shirt
out his
on.
Skull.
It's only because I was in for a while. Last time I came straight in, so I didn't get the cold yet. This one I stopped in the middle room for a little bit.
You're lucky you weren't here the last 2 weeks with this bozo.
No, he was pissing in a cup and drinking it.
Yeah,
did that?
No, there was piss in the cup without.
How is that a no?
Without any thought of drinking it, and then ended up drinking it.
Why did you drink it?
I don't know. I've gotten him.
I like how he doesn't question pissing in a cup. He gets that.
What does it taste like?
It was over ice.
It was over ice
with like a few drops of cappuccino left in it, just a few drops mixed. But it was pretty clear too.
He goes to grab my coffee, and he goes, give me that. I got to piss right now. Just sitting where you're sitting. I go, fuck.
I didn't want to leave in the middle.
So Sam's is almost gone. So Sam finishes his, and he fills this exact cup
With about this much ice.
With piss.
With about this much ice in it. But it went down some, and yeah, I pulled it up to like there.
Dude, that was probably the mildest thing he's done. Yeah. That's the mildest.
Unfortunately,
I mean, he's done some crazy shit. Then he goes on Rogan talking about how it gets a little weird. You make it weird.
I don't make it weird. It's
you
the
make
environment.
It totally
it's
weird.
The environment.
It's the where are you going to be, Ari?
Big news! I'm hosting the Nasty Show at Just for Laughs this year. Hosting.
I saw that. Congratulations.
Thanks.
Congrats.
Saw that on Twitter.
Yeah, it's a show I started in Montreal. That's a show I feel like can get Diaz into Canada finally if they can do the paperwork.
Yeah.
Maybe next year.
Dude,
something
that'd
like
be
that.
Huge if they could get you in there.
They get you in, and then you tour on your own forever.
Yeah, you never come back. You just live in Canada.
What do you got? What does he got to do to get that?
I think I'm just going to have to go get the passport. Go to one of those places on Wilshire. Give him $300. Get the passport and just go for it.
Just go.
As Columbus did. With just Montreal.
Take a chance Columbus did.
I have to do paperwork via Canada to be able to go in, pay a little bit of extra tax.
Yeah. To go promise. Take care of the felonies?
No, to go perform, take a little bit of the tax. You pay an extra tax, and you go in and out of there. The government knows you go in.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I have to do. But this fucking warrant in Seattle is a nightmare. It's a fucking nightmare.
What do you mean? What's the warrant
It's for? A 22-year-old warrant for not going to anger management class.
Oh, my God.
But they turned it into a felony, but it's non-extraditable.
Oh.
So they won't come get me.
So you can't go to Washington?
I just can't go to Washington. We have a little deal. We won't come fuck with you. You don't fucking. If I get pulled over for a license check and they say you have a warrant in Seattle, it won't even come up.
You just say, thanks, officer. I'll go check that out.
Yeah. The warrant's only in Seattle. It's not nationwide. So that's the problem I have. That's the whole fucking.
So,
unbelievable.
Yeah, what are you doing?
I got a warrant in Idaho.
What's that one
for?
Twin Falls.
What?
Like misdemeanor assault on a triple run.
So another 20 years ago? How long ago was that
95.
One?
95.
Okay. If you met...
I was on fire in 95.
So there's only two states you can't go to.
There's only two.
And they're right next to each other.
That's not bad.
Yeah. Washington?
No, Idaho and Washington.
Oh, yeah.
Idaho,
right?
Idaho and Washington.
Yeah, yeah.
Both Taco Tacos.
I got shoplifting, too, in Twin Falls.
What?
I got a shoplifting assault.
That's to be expected, the shoplifting.
You were shoplifting and assaulted somebody?
On those triple runs, I would shoplift across the country, Jack.
It's the only way you could afford to do them.
That's the only way you could afford to do them. So you go into Kmart in those days.
Yeah.
A couple mac and cheeses.
No, you go into the back and you took a blanket. Something.
Someone should do a movie on triple runs.
A blanket.
Something that cost $129. And you bring it up to the thing, and you go, my mother got me this. I already got it. I don't like it. And I go, what do you want? Do you want store credit? Ah. Do you want cash? Ah. I'll take the cash. And they give you $129 plus tax.
So it's like, something you got from the back.
Yeah, something you stole and brought back. I wouldn't even walk out of the store.
That was my question, but you wouldn't even leave the store.
You wouldn't even leave the store.
You would just go in with it.
Go in with it.
It was tax.
So anywhere I would do a triple run,
My
license wasn't in the computer yet. See, in Boulder, my license is already in the computer. I would do it in Boulder at the Kmart right by my house. Anytime I was busted, I'd just go to Kmart. And then they started asking for IDs and breaking my balls. I remember one day I'm in front of Kmart talking on the payphone. And some guy comes out pushing something, like a lawnmower. And the wind came and blew the receipt off it. And I eyeballed the receipt, and I go, oh, my, that's my spot. And I took the receipt. It was a $400 lawnmower. So I went into the Kmart, and they didn't have any more of those lawnmowers. So I went into the lawnmower store, and I went to Kmart in Longmont. That's how fucking a professional I was. Got a thing, wheeled it in. I just put it. I even asked the guy for help.
Oh, because it was out front?
Yeah, it was out. I took the receipt that was on the floor. I drove to Longmont, 10 minutes away, with $0 with the thing press an E.
Guess.
And E don't mean enough. You know what I'm saying? E's not enough. And I would go to Kmart and Longmont, take the same lawnmower, put it on a cart, push it. I even had the kid help me. And I brought up, man, I bought this yesterday. I don't want it. All right. Well, you want your cash back? Yeah, $460-something dollars. I would do that constantly. When espresso machines were big, remember when the espresso boom in 93?
So nobody's really using credit cards back then. Most people were using cash, right?
I have no idea. Nobody was using cameras.
Right.
Yeah, that's
nobody was using cameras yet.
That's the key.
When those espresso machines were hot, they went for $250 a piece.
So small.
I would just be driving and see a mall, and I would just pull over.
Remember VCRs were like $800?
Yeah, and I'd go into a mall. I'd go into a mall. I'd go into a fucking whatever store they had. I'd pick up an espresso machine, bring it up to the counter. I bought this. Doesn't do cappuccino. Okay. Anything else we can? No. We want your money back? Yeah. And they give me my fucking money, and I'd walk out the store.
Pleasure doing business with you. You guys are always great to work with.
From my season started, my thievery season started December 15th, and it ran till Valentine's Day, because that's how long.
Preseason like? Just getting revved up?
Just casing places? Yeah, good question.
Preseason, it's a cold winter.
Reading a lot of Penny Savers
it's
and Sears catalogs.
It's a cold winter, because that's return season.
All right.
So you can return shit without receipts. You got till about January 15th to walk in with a fucking tank.
Right.
And go, I got this for Christmas. My mom said she bought it here. She lost the receipt. If it's in a box, they got to give you the cash back.
Joe, you're the best.
But then February, March, you're fucked.
And I would go into the toy store with my daughter.
Yeah, really?
I would walk into the Toys R Us.
Wow.
Get like a fucking computer, bring it up. They give me $115 in Jeffrey money. I'd take that $115, I'd buy toys. And while I was buying the toys, I'd tell them that I bought this the day before. I remember walking in there with no money, walking out of there with a bicycle, with a helmet, a computer for my daughter. It was fucking crazy. But that's what I had to do when I started comedy.
Sure. I respect that.
To make it happen. And I would just do it across the Triple Runs.
Just grinding, homeboy.
I would go to Triple Runs and just bring tents back. On all those Kmarts, I just got like $100 tents. Here you go. And they go, okay. And I had like three tents in my trunk. Because on those Triple Runs, you never know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
You might have to take a tent one night. Fuck it. I got a tent in my truck.
Couple of you.
Hey, I'm going to be at Skankfest this weekend with Ari Shaffir. He's let me crash at his place, so I promised to masturbate all over the place. No, I won't do that.
I think Lewis blew it and did not build that stare into Ari's butthole kissing booth that he was going to build.
Oh, boy.
How about you just whip your asshole out and ask who wants to kiss it?
Who are you going to kiss?
No, nobody's going to kiss. It's just a staring booth.
Real quick. And I'm going to be at
Sorry, buddy.
I'm going to be at the Funny Bone the following week.
Columbus.
No, at the Syracuse Funny Bone.
Syracuse. Oh, hell yeah. Back to your roots.
Back to my homeland. Back to my people. I'm going to be there June 28th through July 2nd, going home to see my mom.
So you're missing John Jones at the Anaheim?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you'll be there to watch it with his hometown fans.
Yeah, but I get to be home. Oh, yes.
Yeah, you can go to the fucking local John Jones bar.
Yeah, I'll be there. I'll be there. I just love going home doing the 4th of July out there because I get to hang out with my mom and my family on the 4th. So, yeah, I love it, dude.
I shoplifted from that mall in Syracuse.
Tell me about the Destiny Mall, all up in the strip bar.
Bro, Syracuse was my home base. When I was doing Buffalo, Rochester, when I would do Ithaca, all that, Buffalo was my home base. I had like a little MILF up there that owned a landscaping company, and I'd go up there and help her during the week. She'd give me like $50 a day to move rocks. I'd give her a stabbing, and then on the weekends I'd
can't give her a stabbing.
There should be a digital series called What'd You Do in This Series, This City, where we just go to Joey Diaz. We yell out at another city. He tells us
where he's stolen
what crimes he's committed in those cities.
Those are the best part of my tour, when I did the northern part of the country.
The thievery tour.
All the places you can no longer go.
I thieved everywhere.
Yeah.
But the East Coast tour, that up there, that is an adventure.
Wait, you're talking about stand-up now?
Stand-up.
Oh, okay.
I used to do buses.
Yeah.
The best bus ride I ever had was from Rochester to Buffalo. I met a stripper that had to be 17 and a half. And we got to talking, and she told me that in Rochester at the time, or in one of those, you had to have, you before you got, you could strip, you had to go to the health department and get a checkup. And they found out she had, like, crabs and bed bugs. So she had to go to a different place to strip.
What?
So she's telling me this on a bus, that she had, like, not the HIV, but she had something short of the HIV and bed bugs and lice.
Now,
the,
can we play a game called Did He Still Hit It? Did
no, 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 no. She sucked my dick. You know okay. me for the small 20 and a pencil. she was wackadoo.
Yeah.
But she was telling me that. And I go, what do you have? And she's like, I think you got crabs.
It's probably quicker for her to tell you what she doesn't have.
So you could dance for 3 days until the health department catches up with you. This is the shit you could only find out when you're a comic.
Yeah.
This is the shit God puts in your way. If you're a dentist, you don't hear these type of stories from people.
No.
Telling you, well.
Not at all.
Oh, it's a long story. I thought she was going to tell me that she was banging her boyfriend and the owner caught her. You know, a stripper story.
Right.
Not at all.
Yeah.
She goes, ah. Oh,
more of a bed bug story.
I have bed bugs and lice, and I can dance for 3 days in Buffalo before the health department catches up with me. So she was going to dance like 3 12-hour shifts. To make as much money as she could.
Before she had to go on crab.
Yeah, some guy's going to get lap dance. He got lap dance and his wife just busted.
Hilarious. Hilarious.
That's the worst kind of IR you ever want to get put
yeah.
on.
Yeah.
Where are you going to be, Tebow?
Yeah, I got a couple dates, guys. I will be in San Diego last week. I'll be in the second half of a horse costume sometime in October. Not sure when. Pretty sure towards the end of the month. Let's see. I will be. You've heard about this big benefit about bears with emotional imbalances. Well, I will be in Antarctica for their biannual bipolar polar bear fest. So if you're a bear with problems, come by every 2 years. And if you're bisexual, you get in half off. And then I'm only plugging this early because it's time if you want to do a meetup. First week of December, I am at the Zanies with Steve Renazzisi. But we are going to the Bears. Niners game that Sunday. So if you want to
really?
Get some Bears Niners right, tickets
dude.
Now, we could do a punch
do a
drunk
meetup.
That's
meetup.
Right, dude. Hey.
So get on all that.
So now, Ari, we got some fan mail. Everybody's really excited. And
we got fan some, mail?
We got some from a guy. He
Have we ever done this?
Some, he sent you some special gifts. His grandpa passed away, and he wanted to give you these hats as a sign of how much he appreciates you being, and some socks. He sent us the hats and socks. And
oh, man.
Here's what he wrote to us. And it's Ferrari, so, dear fellas.
If it's one of Ari's fans, I bet this is barely legible.
I found
oh, I know what's in this sock.
While I was cleaning my grandpa's house. He passed away in November, days before my birthday. Shit day.
Sock.
He was 80-year-old gangster.
Fuck your grandpa.
As he could see.
I'm glad he's dead.
The hats. I love the podcast. It helps me get through my work days. I need more spoilers and more red state. There's
Thank
nothing.
You. I hope he
on
died
the socks.
In pain.
It's a good goof. Keep the funny coming.
You know there's coming
Josh,
that sock.
Josh, we appreciate
something. All right, put on the Sorry. Socks. His grandfather passed away. He's a big
sock.
Fan of the show.
Grandfather passed
put on the
away.
Socks, Ari.
Those were his socks.
Ari, you drank your own piss. Who
Come
gives
on.
A fuck?
All right.
You'll be the
his
first man.
Yeah,
to have
one
socks
used sock. What? Of course, what's in the sock?
Well, no, dude,
how about your foot goes in the sock?
Then I'm going to put it in your face. Then I'm going to put it in your face.
No, all right. This one for you.
All right.
To put in your face.
No, for
no.
you.
Yeah, to
for
do
you.
With what I would
you.
To do with it what
those
I would
are
see
for you.
Would see
those
right.
Those are for
he
you.
He trusted me with his
all
power.
Right, those are for you. And that'd be disrespectful to our listeners.
All right.
Yeah, what's wrong with you? It's like the grandfather.
Fuck your grandpa.
It's a present for you father, for you father.
Look at that. You got a lot of
You got two hats and
I
some
like,
socks.
I do like Colorado.
Okay, there you go.
Colorado.
All right, you got a little something on your mouth. Why don't you use that sock to wipe it off?
What is just the city of Los Angeles? I would wear this.
Yeah.
City of Los Angeles.
Well, why don't you?
The joke's on you. The hats are the one things with cum in them. Socks are just brand new dope socks.
Yeah.
Yeah,
guys,
city.
I was thinking about going
is
to see the Dodgers
it?
The other day. Perfect. Those
yeah,
are
that
Dodger
looks
colors.
That looks great.
Speaking of Dodgers,
I don't hate the Dodgers.
You look
guys,
like an old
like
English cop. Put
go to SeatGeek. SeatGeek for all your ticketing needs, whether it's comedy, theater, live sporting events, concerts, you name it. Korn is coming, guys. It's Korn and Yellow Wolf for $29. Get out of here, SeatGeek. It's Should that be. Easy. What was it? They go to SeatGeek.
Roger Waters is coming.
There you go. Yeah, you go to SeatGeek.com/... actually, just go to SeatGeek.com on the website, and then in the promo code, put in Punch Drunk. But why do that when you can have the app in your phone, and no matter where you are in the world, you can see what local events are close to you. If you get the app in your phone, it's free. Put in the code Punch Drunk there, and that gets you $20 off your first purchase. Just like Sam said, if you wanted to go see whatever shitty show that
you Air is playing, dude. Air, 2 Chainz, WWE Raw. Anybody want to go see that? Queen? Oh, fuck.
All right, turn this off. Turn this off.
Yeah, so go to
Ted Nugent with Trump.
Yeah, let's go
at the Canyon Club.
Yeah. Right.
We've been there.
I love the Canyon Club.
Yeah.
I want to do stand-up shows there.
They used to do them?
They still
do.
I used to do that all the time. Yeah. 18 people in there?
Absolutely.
You get your free dinner?
A real show?
Yeah, you got free food.
Yeah.
Sir Mix-a-Lot. Dude, we got to go do this, dude. We got to go do this. Bam! Yes, so go to SeatGeek.
Yep, get the SeatGeek app. Use the code PUNCHDRUNK, and that gets you $20 off whatever event you would like to go to. So now, thanks to our friends at SeatGeek.
Now, Joey, did you hear the story that if we get to a certain number on our Patreon, 500 subscribers, Ari and I are going to fight at Ellis Mania? But a friend of ours made a suggestion that if we get to that, Jason should have to fight a female MMA fighter.
Who did that?
I love it.
A gimp.
I love it.
The gimp.
When is Ellis Mania?
Ellis is Jason Ellis. He has a show on.
When is it? When is it?
I think it's in September.
And what is it? Is it wrestling?
No, it's boxing.
It's usually boxing.
We're gonna do MMA.
Because that takes away my strength. My 12 years ago white belt from 10th Planet.
Yeah. So we're going to fight if we get to 500 subscribers.
And now, I'm saying there's no need because Sam's going to end up getting hurt. So don't
you
subscribe.
Sounds like I am. You guys are both a bunch of stoner fat fucks. I got to fight Cyborg.
No, you.
I don't even have a dog in this fight. And all of a sudden, I got to fight a professional fighter and a woman.
115.
If you grab her, you got a real chance.
115.
I'm into this. I'm definitely into it. But I also, hear me out on this.
Yeah.
I fight 4 eighth grade girls at the same time.
Bam. That's sexy.
I like that.
That's sexy.
Jason fights.
This is Sam fighting. He's the one in the t-shirt because he's afraid of his belly. He's wearing all black.
Who?
Sam is wearing all black. This is him at Ellis Mania before.
Yeah.
Who are you boxing that to?
Some guy.
This guy. I'm so sorry. This guy. I'm a pick and pop guy.
You are.
I'm boom.
Oh, see, sweet haymaker.
I'm just getting him. Boom, boom. See, I'm moving. My head's on a swivel. Boom, boom. Boom, I stick. I move. Bam, I get it.
Terrible camera work.
Well, it's my friend.
Yeah, it's funny how you said you got it, but that wasn't on camera.
Yeah. Bam, bam, bam.
Now he's starting to tire out. He's getting winded. Better make a move now. I'm not going to have much more time left. I got to start swinging, bro. Look at me back up.
I got to give it to you, Sam. I would die from the anxiety.
Then he goes forward. Oh, you want to throw it?
Oh, my God.
Walking out to a fight with a whole... This is at the joint in the Hard Rock. Sold out.
We've seen fights there.
Fuck that. I have a heart attack when I go to jiu-jitsu. And a brown belt says, "You're next." I'm like, "What?" My heart stops.
Wow.
I tap out just from anxiety. Then it takes me some time of rolling with the guy to know he's not going to kill me.
Yeah.
And then once I let the anxiety go, I could roll. But just walking in.
I used to white out when the people would just have me like in just, you know, with my
in the parking lot smoking.
Yeah, just have me in a hole. And I was just like. I would just tap. Like, I didn't have anything. I just was on top of you. I was like, I don't know, freaked out.
That's why I kept going. Because of the freak out.
Yeah.
You're like those goats that you could scare and they just faint.
The guy with the. Hey, did I knock him out? Yes.
Wait, go back. I missed it. I turned around for 4 seconds.
Oh, we're out of breath. That was the end of the round. Oh. The guy with the worst MMA record ever, he's like 11 and like 157. He once tapped because a guy's cup was too much into his fucking gut, so he tapped out on that, dude. Like, you know,
really?
So you're not that bad. Yeah. Yeah.
His what?
So what do you think of Tebow playing at 115er?
I like
fight
it.
That
what
guy.
Do you weigh, or a jiu-jitsu girl?
I'm like anywhere from 160 to 172, depending on... You know, my period.
No, 115.
You're going to drop to 115?
No. Just fight someone who fights 115.
Dude, for me to drop to 115, I'd have to cut my dick off.
A woman who fights at 115. No, he just fights it as a normal fucking...
No, they want me to fight some little fucking...
That's crazy.
Basically, a female that's crazy. Tony Hinchcliffe.
Honestly, that's crazy.
Tony Hinchcliffe with a black belt and a bra.
No, you're going to get for real hurt. No.
That's what I'm saying. I'll do it for a goof or wearing headgear and, you know, whatever.
Yes, that's exactly what
but I'm going to yeah, a black belt fucking professional MMA fighter while you two winded fucking faggots dance around and
you
fucking
should fight.
High five each other.
Fight. Jessica Andrade.
I'm getting put in Kimura.
No.
Go down.
Let's get you the karate hottie.
Oh, I'd love to fight her.
Let's fight the karate hottie.
Yeah, there you go.
God, just let me get my ground and pound on her.
This girl looks stoned.
Yeah.
Livia Souza.
First of all, I want no Brazilians.
No Brazilian. Okay. That's
okay. Bad. No one with a nickname. How about that? No Brazilians.
I bet you're the 27th ranked fighter. She's like 3-2.
How about Mizuki Uni?
She'll fuck you up.
I don't know, man.
Yeah, that's a Canadian. That Canadian. No, Valerie Trouble.
No, get the back rowdy.
Nah, I want none of that.
Rowling.
I don't want people.
Okay, what's her record? 8-6. You can fight someone. Well, no way. You get crushed, man.
I mean, she does look like she could take a punch.
Dude, why do we even got to get professional? Let's get a girl who wants to be professional fighter.
Yeah, go way down. Go to 97.
Go to the next one.
Go to last.
Go to 50. Yeah,
let's find who I fight on Tinder.
Okay, Glenna Heartless Avia. She's Mexican. That's working against you.
How does this come to this?
We're at 108 now.
Yeah.
Well, I'm into it.
Go all the way down. What's the last one?
I'm very into this. And might I say... please never subscribe to our Patreon. If you are currently, please give up your subscription.
That's what I'm saying. There's no need for it. There's no need for senseless violence.
Yes, there is. There it is. Time Bomb. You should have to fight
Tiffany
Time
Bomb. So
Mega Migu.
No way. That's a black American. That's second to Brazilian.
No, that's her right there.
What the fuck was that other picture?
That's her?
Her
right there.
Oh, that's
we
not,
should see if she'll fight you.
She's 1-2.
Yeah.
She's fought three times and lost two.
She'll fight you.
She's only got three more fights than me.
One win, one loss.
She's about to be 2-2.
Oh, one just fought a month ago.
She's about to be 500, I'll tell you that.
She's local. She's out of Black House, so she's local.
Where is she?
Yeah.
Out of Torrance.
Yeah, she's local.
Good call, Joe.
Tiffany. So let's go. She's perfect.
Hey, man. She's got a few minutes.
A Twitter. Hit her up on Twitter,
Sam.
No.
Oh, call her out. Think it over for the next 45 minutes.
Yeah.
You're not going to call a girl out.
Yeah. Call her out.
Don't call her out.
That's how you make
a
fight happen.
Is that her in the Wonder Woman costume? Yeah. Hey, Blunder Woman, you want a piece of the team? How'd you like to be 1-3, bitch?
Oh, yeah.
I got your truth lasso for you.
I'd love to see that fight. She's got a check by her name.
And she takes Alpha Brain. So
she's got a Bleacher Report article about her.
Oh, God.
Look at her kicking that tree. Look at her kicking that tree.
That's her kicking a tree.
Oh, my God. She's kicking a tree. She's a four-time Muay Thai champion.
Hey, Tiffany, trees don't kick back.
She's way better in Muay Thai.
Oh, she'd kill you, dude. That's what she'd kill you. Oh, she'd kill you.
The chick that made this website could kill me.
Oh, she's been doing it since she was a kid.
She's a second grade black.
Oh, no. She plays soccer. She's Aldo's cousin.
She'll kick you the fucking deck.
Wow. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. She's doing dance fighting. You're fucked.
Hey, those balls don't kick back, lady.
And she fights in the water.
You never believe until you push yourself to your limits.
She's working out with a caveman.
Yeah, she's perfect for you.
Her training partner's giving up.
Call her out, dude. Call her out.
Have you not been listening to the last 9 minutes?
Look at her.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, T-Bow.
Oh, my God.
She's kicking that tree so hard.
Call her out.
The tree moved.
Call her out. Of course the tree moved, but the tree doesn't punch back. I do, twat. Want to come dance?
Dude,
meet me at Ellis Mania. Everybody, please get off of
our
Patreon.
Tweet this.
Patreon.
The team wants Time Bomb at Ellis Mania.
Dude, she'll kill you. I didn't realize she was a Muay Thai girl.
Let's go. No, let's do it. This is a good one for us.
Hey, and bring friends. I want her and her top five fighters, no matter who it is. Heavyweight males, no problem.
We're not going to allow that. We'll do a one-on-one, but I do not think this is a good matchup for you.
Who do you think has the worst matchup, you or him?
Him, for sure.
Of course!
For sure. For sure.
You guys are going to go by 80 seconds maximum.
I really think...
And you're going to be hugging and crying.
I really think my chance...
She's got me in a full-mounted triangle, squeezing me like a tube of toothpaste.
I really think my chance for you is to run for 5 minutes and then beat you.
I got the best chance of coming out of the three of
us. You'll die. She'll let you up, and so she can kick you again. Dude, those kicks were...
Yeah, she could kick. She's not going to take you down.
Well, she couldn't finish this lesbian.
She's not going to take you down.
That's when she was only 24.
Dude.
Wait, when was this? When was this?
Go on.
Close decision.
Her last fight was May 20th.
In Invicta, though.
Yeah, go.
Go on.
That's no good. Invicta Woman. Twitter. That's not a good organization.
Who gives
we
a
got
fuck?
It. We got it.
She's
we got
starting
it.
Out. She's one
so
and two.
Funny, dude.
We got it. Dude, I'll fight seven women in a row, starting with Rousey.
To get to
and then I want to end me and Tate and Mickey Gall, two against one, and then you guys can hug each other and piss on each other for 8 seconds.
So if we get the 500, that's what you're going to do it?
500 by the end of July. There's
if
a
we
time
get
limit.
One more follower.
No.
One more follower.
500 by the end of the July.
Yeah.
500 by, and if we don't, yeah. Fight Nanny has to fight Rumble Johnson. And he gets no gloves. And if that doesn't get us to 500, I don't know what else. Me and Fight Nanny both get to die so these two can hug each other and piss on each other.
Yeah. Pretty much
for Patreon money, none of us will ever touch. Well, now we know what the Patreon money is
that was
for.
Clever touch.
For nothing.
Got that out of there.
So Sam can retire.
Oh, this is perfect. And she's sponsored by On It.
Oh, yeah,
so
great.
So we get Aubrey to give you some banners. And
yeah, we get Aubrey to give you banners.
This is the best.
Do they have
Tebow, this is the best.
Tebow, we can get you a breast, a fucking sports bra.
I will wear one of those.
I'm telling you, we can get On It to pay for the hospital bills.
Yeah, hospital sponsored by On It.
Does On It have bandages?
Yep, bandages.
Dude, are you insured?
Of course not.
Oh, we got to get on to insure you also.
Yeah, someone's going to,
so
I mean.
Good. This is so good. So good.
Hey, a hand-picked opponent.
Well, fucking call her out. Let's do this.
Call her out.
Twitter.
Call her out.
Twitter right now.
Yeah, we already got everybody doing
Tiffany,
it.
Tiffany, I'm coming for
we
you.
We need a soundbite.
Have you not listened to the last 16 minutes of this podcast? Jesus Christ.
Also, with the
47 sound bites. Fuck.
I will say with the Patreon, you do get a free extra half episode a week.
No.
YouTube, usually alone. But actually, you guys get good guests, though, because you do it at the store.
Yeah, we do an hour.
Yeah. And you get, like, Rogan and Christian and shit. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I've been on the last two.
Yeah. By the
yeah, you know, it's
dragging.
Not just for the fight. I'm saying if you want to wait until after the end of July and then sign up, you also get access
money.
To great stuff.
Yeah, but it's you don't get to see
people
me die from a fucking eighth grade girl.
I wouldn't do it, you guys.
Pushing and shoving her toes into my eyes while you two high five.
This could be that could be bigger than our fight.
Of course, because this will be a real
oh my
fight.
God,
you
for
two
sure
are going to do
be.
Literally nothing.
Dude, he's going to get really hurt. That,
he had to play.
He's going to get kicked in the leg like 10 times.
But she'll kick him in the side. You're gonna pee blood.
That, you think that's
for
a first?
Sure. You're for
you
sure.
You
should have
seen
pee
me
blood.
This morning.
Dude, for
I come
sure.
blood. I have bigger problems, Ari.
This is the best.
He had to play Nick Youssef. That's where the socks are from. Loser in basketball. Joey.
We do a bag of bets.
One-on-one half court. One-on-one half court. Yeah, fucking eighth grade girls can do this shit. He talks shit for so long. When it's one to nothing, Nick Youssef, this bozo's on his hands and knees sucking wind. And now he thinks he's going to box this guy.
What? He's going back to New York to train.
Yeah, I don't know he's doing that. You don't think I know? Hey, do you have the video of the bleaching? Do you have anything we show Joey? Because Joey.
I heard the bleaching of the asshole. Unbelievable. Unfucking believable. All right. Remember when he had the nut that was swollen?
Oh, it still got it.
Still is.
So you want to see it? Man.
No, I don't want to see it.
Dude, one of his balls looks like a...
Joey,
show him your belt.
I don't want to see it.
I don't want to see it either.
Dude, I'll fight it. I'll fight it.
I'm not even thinking that. I'm just showing my friend Joey.
I don't want to see it.
The last one.
It looks like a parachute.
Fight it! I'll fight it.
The left. I'm not even going to do that, Sam. It's the left one.
It looks like...
I will fight it.
It looks like one of those weather balloons that's stuck in electrical wires. That's what it looks like.
You're not even 50 yet.
But this is not new.
Wait till you get to be 50. Oh,
he's getting there.
And you get these lumps and these bumps. Dad was watching Josh Point O.
Josh Point O.
Josh
Point O, yeah.
And they had the Chinese lady who pops pimples.
And she gets like a billion views.
The one who gets a million views. Ugh. And he said to her, he goes, do you do pimples in the asshole? And she goes, people do get those pimples. I just don't treat them. About a week later, I got a pimple 3 inches above my fucking asshole. I couldn't walk for two fucking days.
Oh, my
really?
God.
And I thought about Ari, and I was too scared to show my wife. I go,
you sure it wasn't hemorrhoids?
No, it wasn't. It wasn't in my ass.
Women love the looky
above that.
Oh, one of those pimples.
Above.
Yeah, that bleeds and
that.
Fucking whatever.
Oh,
I've seen videos of that.
Oh, my God.
Gersh.
So I couldn't get into it at night. Like, I would try to pop it at night. It was like I could feel the bubble. And my wife goes with it. It's like, I got to get my gloves to pop that fucking thing. It's so disgusting.
So you went backwards?
No, I was taking a shit. And when you take a shit, your cheeks squeak, you know, the thing pulls your cheeks apart. So I went to wipe, and I hit the pimple. Like, I go, oh, my God, that's still there. And I go, let me hit it now. And I fucking go, wait a second. I got toilet paper, and I put hot water on it.
Like I just, soften it up.
I fucking put the hot water on it, put the hot water on it, put the hot water on it for like 10 minutes. I just sat there.
You sat in the shitter for 10 minutes.
Fuck yeah. I got a.
Can you could see it?
I got I got a portable
can
bidet.
Can you see his asshole?
I got a bidet.
Wait, it's on the asshole?
No, it wasn't on the asshole.
On the butt cheek?
It was on, no, in between the butt crack.
It's in the crack.
On the right side.
Okay, okay. So you can't see it.
You right. can't see okay. it.
Are you just saw your this, asshole
this
the other day for the first time?
Is huge.
It's been a while.
Well, this bubble was huge. And I just sat there with the hot water on it. I took it off and I just went, and you can hear it go in the air. And I fucking looked at my finger and it was all the way up my hand. And it went from green to yellow pus. And then when you squeeze it, the blood comes out.
Oh, yeah.
And I got that last shot of
the
blood.
The long snake?
Yeah, and when I got the it was just a long snake up my hand.
You're making Harley's. Oh.
It was in
what
my palm.
That's what the stuff that gets to me.
Oh,
I watch those, and it's like, oh.
And then I took a hot water again, and I just put it on the thing.
When you squeeze it, and then it comes out white and red?
No, I didn't. It didn't come out like toothpaste. It was liquidy. I didn't let it harden like fucking butter.
I like there was such a big pimple, it had like final words. It had like last words. I always loved you!
You ever pop a zit and he flies onto the mirror?
When I was a kid, I had this lump on my head when I was like 18, right here. I didn't know what it was. What the fuck is this lump on my head? No head, no pimple, just pain. Pain like a motherfucker. I'm like, I got a tumor. So I wouldn't go to the hospital. Tumor. And I went to my friend's house. You know your friends, the one that have the sister? That do anything, like she would stitch you up.
If yeah.
I got shot. She fucking took the bullet out.
Yeah.
She did everything, this chick. She goes, what's that thing on your head? And she put like drawing sack, that black stuff that smells like petroleum oil. She put some on it. And she goes, come back tomorrow. The next day, I couldn't even touch it. It was just red. She took a hot water thing and she put it on her, you know, the pussy in the 70s to wash your pussy. You had those red water bottles with the hose and they would douche with those.
Yeah.
The old school douches. And you could use that as a hot water thing for your back, for your elbow.
Absolutely.
She put that on my fucking head. And I remember looking at the mirror. She goes, squeeze it, because I wouldn't let her touch it. And I just went like this. And it went, and it dripped down the mirror. I'm like, this is tremendous. It was like
it's such a good feeling.
Oh, my God. It just went, and it was just dripping down the mirror. And I went like this one more time. A seed came out, and that was that. But I left that pus on the mirror for like 3 minutes and just looked at it dripping. It was tremendous.
Oh.
That's the best part of that are your sound effects. You have some of the best sound effects.
I would actually call his sound effects Tip Top Magoo.
Tip Top Magoo, dog.
Did you find it?
We got to this fight in a bar one time. Like, 8 of my friends got fucked up.
Yeah.
And she stitched up everybody Puerto Rican style.
Was she a nurse or something?
Like nothing. She was just an Irish chick.
She just got that degree in voodoo?
She just had 6 brothers.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
She had 6 brothers. She was always stitching them up.
Yeah.
Like, everybody showed up. Oh, I stepped on a Heineken bottle that went through my heel.
Yeah.
And every time I walked, the blood in the sock would go, like, that's how much I was bleeding. I walked in, and I go, I don't even want to look at it. I'll never forget her taking my shoe off. The sock was just red.
Ugh.
Like the hole. And then she did something. She never stitched it up. I'm lying to you guys. She would just clean it out for you and put that brown stuff on it. It would heal.
That voodoo, dog. Voodoo.
It's good to know someone like that. It's always good to know a mechanic. A mechanic, a doctor. Those are always good people to know. Lawyer. You know what I mean? People are like, they could just rake you over the calls.
I got busted buying drugs once, and because I did this Armenian charity, I called up Gergos because he's on the board. He's like, Tripoli, what's going on? What have you got into? Did some shady shit, dog. I gotcha. And then they came in, and the guy who arrested me was a shady cop. He was under investigation.
Really?
So the police union came in and said, we're not going to fight this trial. Dismiss the case. And the judge is like, what? And he's like, yep. It's out. Wow. So, dude, yeah, I do charity events with these crazy armos because I get free legal advice from the best. You know what I'm saying? If you can't get a Jew, get an Armenian lawyer.
They're fucking crazy.
99-cent Jews. That's who we are.
99-cent Jews.
Our fucking Holocaust movies got to watch on Vimeo, you know? Vimeo or whatever. So, sports, what do you want to talk, Ari?
Yankees are starting to fucking collapse. Lost six in a row.
Really? Because the Dodgers are on fire. Do you ever go to Dodgers?
As soon as you made that bet, actually.
No, I got to go. I used to go more when I used to get the Costco deal.
What was the Costco deal?
$50, two tickets, two parking spots, two hot dogs.
Oh, at Dodger Stadium.
Two sodas.
In the bleachers.
Before.
Mm-hmm.
No, a level above.
Really?
And fucking Magic took over and the Costco deal stopped. So that was my, I'd force myself. You know what I'm saying? I would take two of them and have them at home and then look at the schedule. It's a nice day today. I got dick.
Weekday day games.
Yeah, weekday day games.
Weekday day game. Once a month.
But there's places where you have to sit.
Yeah.
You have to know. Like, my daughter's school
teacher.
But
you can move up.
She goes to every fucking game. Like, she went last night and got the Brooklyn Dodger hat. She's going again.
Oh, she went last night?
Yeah, for the Mets and got the Brooklyn Dodger hat.
Oh, really?
Is she a Dodger fan? Big Dodger?
Oh, fucking it. And it's beautiful to see. It's beautiful. Last night, my daughter came home. She goes, Daddy, Cynthia went to the Dodger game. I go, is it playing the Mets? I go, let's go Mets. She's like, no, Daddy, let's go Dodgers. Like, she's got the kid's brain.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that.
The whole fucking deal. So, yeah.
Nothing wrong with that.
So I'm thinking I'm going to take her. But she was telling me, because when Ralphie first fucking hit.
Yeah. Ralphie May?
Last Comic Standing.
Yeah.
He bought front row seats to when Clemens was pitching for Houston and came up on a Sunday. But it was one of those Sundays where it's 116 and the sun's right on you. Ralphie's went and bought $200. That's when edibles weren't small. That's when we used
that's
to
like
go.
Your cheap pizza?
No, that's when we used to go to the place next to Duke's with the hot black chick.
Oh, yeah.
The hot black chick from Yonkers.
I love black chick.
I think Eric Marino worked there for a little bit.
Chick was
Can we get a picture of Amber Rose real quick?
But no, come.
He would have... they would have like chocolate cake.
And yeah, but you have to eat like a half a loaf.
You had to eat it. And we took a bag of edibles of like chocolate cake and fucking brownies.
The banana bread changed that.
The banana, all that shit. We went to the Dodger game. And between the heat and the THC, those good seats in the summer, no bueno.
Yeah.
No bueno. You got to know where to sit.
You do got to know where to sit.
We had the best seats when we went.
Yeah, because no bueno. You got to leave in three innings. Nobody could sustain that heat.
Mm-hmm. All you can eat Dodgers
dogs. And
that sun
beats on you.
We went to the bleachers. All you can eat Dodger dogs. Three rows from the top, all under shade.
Now, they have a sushi place at Dodger Stadium.
Yeah.
I've never seen that place. I also heard they have a place where you could go legally and smoke reefer.
Yeah. Oh,
really?
Yep.
That's what I heard.
Yep.
I heard there's a place that you go to.
I was there with Aaron Semmel.
Left field.
Smoke weed?
Yeah.
I mean, people were in there. It's probably about as big as this room, but it's outdoors.
It's outdoors.
It's gated off. It's right by those seats.
Oh, that's great.
They've told you, like, if you need to smoke, you can smoke here. We didn't tell you that.
Yeah.
There was about 20 people smoking cigarettes, and there was about two or three people smoking pot.
They sell edibles at the Rockies games in Colorado.
No, they don't.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do.
But they're no, they don't. That was a fake story.
Was it really?
Yeah, and I sold it for a long time. It wasn't mine, but I was doing a bit about it on stage, and then somebody told me, and I was like, fuck.
I thought that was totally
that
real.
That sucks.
Yeah.
Why shouldn't they? It's legal there.
Yeah, but it's 10 milligrams only. So you got to eat 10 fucking candies.
Hey, man, more money for that.
Yeah, I remember once Diaz was like, I got to stop eating edibles because it's a fucking cookie and a half every day. Because I've added this much to my diet.
Yeah, you get on the scale, you're 316. I was 270.
Yeah.
What did I do different? I'm still eating the same portions.
Why are they going to have Tic-Tac weed Tic-Tacs?
But we used to, you know, we started eating brownies when they were, we started eating the edibles from Kushmart.
Yeah. Kushmart had the good stuff.
Had the good stuff. But they also had a little wax candy.
Oh, really?
Remember? Like 10 years ago.
No.
They already had a taffy that was fucking motherfuckers up. And they already had a 200 milligram brownie that was fucking people up. But it was a brownie. It's 300 calories. You eat one of those every fucking day, you're going to go, Jesus Christ, what am I doing to myself?
Yeah.
We need Slim Fast Weed.
Slim Fast Weed.
Do you want to be in shape and
Slim Fast Weed. Slim Fast Weed, that's a good idea.
Yeah, Slim Fast Weed.
They had the Third Eye and that other stuff.
They have Slim Fast Weed. It's called Crystal Meth.
Crystal
Meth make you want to suck your own dick.
It's really crazy. I also grew up with a chick and a guy, and I knew how to do it when I was younger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When you shoot somebody.
Like shoot.
With a
like,
gun?
Let's say you shoot somebody.
Oh, with a gun or with a needle?
You shoot somebody.
Okay.
You're at the Comedy Store, some motherfucker says something. You pull out a gun and shoot them. The cops are looking for you. They don't know for sure. They just heard you were there. You have 2 hours. The only way they're going to confirm that is with the reports.
Yeah.
So you go right to her house. She take off all your fucking clothes.
Oh.
You, before you even took it, oh, my God, Ari, that is just disgusting. And Renazizi's face being 6 inches from your ass.
Look how red his eyes are from gagging.
Oh, Ari, that is the cleanest your asshole's ever been, by the way.
That is horrible. Yeah.
That is the cleanest.
Yes, she would clean your hands.
It looks like
it's like gasoline and rubbing alcohol, and they burn that
and
stuff.
And that gets gunpowder off your hands.
That gets all that residue off your hands. Then she'd bathe you, or you'd meet her at a hotel.
Who's she?
This girl, when I was growing up.
Now, this isn't the same lady that had all the brothers.
No.
But same kind of deal.
Same kind of deal.
She's a cleaner-upper.
300, just like the wolf in Pulp Fiction.
Yeah.
You shoot somebody, you got 2 hours.
Yeah, you got a Ray Donovan.
So they don't want to do that test to you. So before you see her, she would get everything off of your neck, the whole fucking deal. It was amazing.
I can't believe there's a business out there for that. How do you even advertise?
It's word of mouth.
Word of mouth. Wow. That's the way.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. You shoot somebody, he's got an office that's hidden, like behind La Brea on one of those side streets, and you meet him there.
What do you pay somebody to do something like that?
What would you pay somebody?
Good question.
I mean,
what would you pay somebody?
Everything. Whatever you can. But I'm just like, what's the market of...
The cops are looking for you. You got to get out of
it.
I'd pay
$500.
If I didn't have any money, I'd still get $500 together, and I'd pay that.
Yeah.
And then it'd be like, how do I get this money if it's anything else?
How much, Ari? Give me a
now?
Number.
Now? If I shot some... Yeah, I'd...
How much? Give me a number.
I'd pay $100,000.
You pay $100,000?
If I can insure, like, getting everything off me, all the evidence away?
Well, if I shot somebody, me and Renazizi would pay $200,000.
So I like that. That's crazy that there's that world. I went and shot guns recently. You ever shot guns?
Yeah.
It's so awesome. Then you think there's just people who drive around with these things and act like they can just peg people, and you realize, like, you can't hit anything doing this. You know? It's like you gotta fucking focus.
Yeah, it's like throwing like Cal Ripken does, sidearm. They never teach that.
Yeah.
They're like, no, don't throw like him.
Don't throw like him.
Growing up in Baltimore, D.C., they were like, no, don't throw like him. Don't try. He's got the worst form.
He can't sidearm it, dude.
Dude, in Cambodia, you can shoot anything. You shoot a fucking... rocket launcher into a cow.
Mayor.
Yeah, you can shoot guns. Yeah. You got to pay a little more for that, but scrawny cows. But like,
so what, the cow did nothing.
Stop.
Yeah.
Why you got to do the cow? Why you got to do a cow?
You
like
can't
that?
Do that.
What else are you going to do? What do you want to do? A fucking...
Shoot a fucking tree.
Insect? Yeah,
shoot
you can do that too. You can do that too.
Why you got to shoot a cow? Up.
I didn't do it because none of the other group was into it. But you can shoot regular guns. And so, whatever. It's just normal out there. It's fine. Shoot some guns. Anyway, they had this museum called the Killing Fields, where Pol Pot, their dictator, set up these fucking killing fields.
Yeah.
And they just covered one. It's right near Phnom Penh, right near the city. And they showed, like, this tree that's dented because they were, like, bashing baby skulls open. They were just murdering, like, 20% of the population. All these people got raped and killed. Anyone educated. And then as soon as you leave there, you got to hire a tuk-tuk driver to take you there. It's fucking overwhelmingly sad. And then you leave, and the tuk-tuk driver's like, ready to go. He's like, yeah, he goes, you want your guns now? Let's shoot some guns! I'm like, probably
you're
not.
You ready to blow
man.
Up cow?
Yeah, because he gets a cut. So he's like, come on. Bah, 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 bah. And I was like, dude, that's not
sound
the time.
Effects, bah, 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 bah.
So where does he take you?
He took me back to the fucking hostel I was staying in. I'm like, am I shooting guns now? I feel so horrible.
I know.
Yeah.
When you realize how awful humans can be to each other, it's unbelievable. Like, unbelievable.
Plus, it sounds like your driver was like a Vietnamese Benny Hill or something. Okay. Hey, ping-pong, ping-pong.
That's my Cambodian.
Yeah, that's great. This is definitely an episode of sound effects that have been... I mean, what is this, Darren Carter hour here? It's just unbelievable.
It's punch so starter.
Good. It's definitely it's so good.
Thus far, I will say it's been tip-top Magoo.
Can I say this? So since we made that bet, Dodgers versus Yankees, the Yankees have not won a game.
By the way, the Dodgers told me to make
before.
That bet. They're like, make the bet.
They last won the day before. Oh, people are saying, we have a bet. You got to give up the phone for a day if whatever loses.
Yeah.
They're saying it's not fair.
It isn't, but that's fine.
And I agree with them, Sam. So how about
but
this?
It's not fair to you.
No, it's not fair to Sam.
It's easy for you and it's hard
easier
for
me. It unfairly punishes you. How about this? It's got to add some, though. No internet at all. No computer. No phone. No technology except for television.
For you.
For both of us.
No, that doesn't make any sense.
Why? I'll have no way to connect with anybody. The only way I do business, and I do more business, is by saying call me and I'll check my email.
More money business, but I do a lot of business.
I check emails all day. I have to. I come home, I have to sit there hard.
So what you're proposing, for 24 hours,
no
whoever
technology.
Wins best record, Dodgers or Yankees,
yeah.
For 24 hours, You guys are off the grid. No television, radio, no...
Yeah, you can watch TV.
Okay.
You can fucking entertain yourself.
All right.
Yeah, so you just lay in bed for 24 hours.
Yeah.
No internet.
Nothing.
No internet, no
phone.
Not
even opening it. Not let me see yours.
No porn.
No porn.
No Facebook. No porn. No porn.
No TV. No TV.
I mean, if you want to go buy a Jugs magazine, I'll allow it.
You want to just do like no technology at all?
No television.
No television?
Yeah.
All right.
No,
yeah.
No landline?
No nothing.
Nothing.
So you got to go buy like an old fucking...
Now how can... What's the Armenian code of honor here? What do you do? Do you handshake? White people fucking handshake and that means something.
We have an agreement.
But I don't know what means to you guys.
We made an agreement.
What means something to you people?
Why do you look like the worst white rapper from the 90s right now? The fucking My worst. Actor, right?
He looks like a rapper named... Hello, Governor.
Hello, Governor. MC Hanel
Pow, pow.
Governor.
MC Pow Pow.
Bang, bang. MC Pang Pang. MC Pang Pang.
You
want Pang,
Pang, Rambo.
MC Pang Pang and Lil Governor.
Yeah. Anyways, dude, I do it. Let's fist
Wait,
bump.
No, fist bump and then handshake on it and then
no.
Look me in the eye.
You are holding those nuts. I'm good.
Good okay. Point.
I'm looking you right in the eye.
Okay.
Agreement.
You're doing it. Now,
agreement.
It happens the day after one of them clinches
yes.
Best record.
Yes.
No matter what day that is.
Yes. Yes.
That night that it happens,
yeah.
You're like, fuck.
Can I say yes again?
Yeah.
Yes.
From now Sam, until the next night, from now, that means that night, as soon as it happens, you're going to get a phone call from me. It's like, time to turn it off, buddy.
Yes.
Sam, call him out. Let me get a soundbite from this.
Hey, by the way, can we see the tweet that was just put out to the girl you want to fight? Any loser can kick a tree. The team kicks back. Sorry.
And he's going to kick her ass if you agree to take him in September. No, you got to tag like Ellis Mania.
What is going
you
got
to tag Ellis Mania.
You have to be like, what is going on? You have to tag Ellis Mania and Jason Ellis. If you're going to tag, you have to tag her in that.
And then I'll continue this party later on Twitter, so please enjoy my pretty much signing my own fate. Now, speaking of fighting.
You can just call her out. She can find out what it is. It'll be mysterious. Go ahead. Yes. Which fights are coming up?
McGregor and Mayweather is finally
is happening.
Oh, and do you guys hear
you
this?
Care?
August 26th, I believe, at the MGM Grand, 24th, something like that.
Did you
end
hear
of August?
This?
What?
His Reebok deal doesn't apply to this fight, so now he can go get other sponsors.
A massive sponsorship.
Dude.
And that means they get in the UFC because they got that whole crowd. But like
yeah.
The people that are coming from there, like we get to have them see us. And they've been waiting. Nike, some shoe company's going to do it.
Is
Joey
it possible, guys, and I'm going to ask you this, Joey, too. Is it possible that we're seeing Conor McGregor become the Michael Jordan of MMA in the sense that he's above the sport, meaning when Michael Jordan was in the NBA, he got special. You had to make a special deal with him for like video game deals and all that stuff. Like,
yeah.
He wouldn't sign off, so you just see number 23.
I mean, at least in the realm of promotion.
I mean, how's he go back to the UFC after this?
He's
going to make so much money.
I think pride. I mean, hell, he has two belts. In two different divisions.
They stripped him of one.
I don't think he fights this one fight. Sure, he's going to make $200 million, whatever. But I don't think he fights and then rides off into the sunset. He's within his right to do it. But I think he cares about the sport of MMA. I think he cares about the UFC.
Who, Conor?
I think he cares about the brand that he's built. And I think he has enough pride to be like, no, I want to go back and win a couple more. I think this makes it very easy for him not to fight into his 40s.
Yeah.
Like Anderson Silva, those guys.
He could easily retire.
But I think yeah. I think he fights again. What are your thoughts on this fight, Joe? Do you give a shit about it?
Don't care?
Don't care?
It's the weirdest thing.
Isn't it?
It's the weirdest thing to me, you know. It took a long time for me to watch MMA, you know.
Really?
Yeah, because
yeah,
I grew up, bro, I'm a lot older than you motherfuckers. I know what it's like. I remember Bruce Lee dying.
Mm-hmm. Wow,
that's
really?
How old I am. I remember Bruce Lee coming on the scene. I remember karate school, 73. I remember karate schools popping up. I remember what he did to our culture. Mm-hmm. All right, so the first time I watched MMA, it was a guy that looked like me against a guy that looked like Ari.
Oh,
that was
yeah.
not entertaining to me at all.
Oh, yeah.
You didn't like that?
No.
You didn't like that?
No, 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 no. That was not entertaining
to me. Sumo versus jiu-jitsu?
No.
It'd be one thing.
It got too out of control. Every time I'd watch it, it'd be somebody more and more out of shape against somebody more and more in shape. I just didn't like it.
Yeah.
With tights on, it just looked kind of weird to me. And then all those years of Rogan and Eddie in the fucking car, and they would tell me, this guy's coming, and they kept talking about this guy named Anderson Silva was coming. Mm-hmm. And one night I get home and I'm scrolling and I see Anderson Silva just demolished Chris Lieben.
Chris Lieben.
And I was sold.
I was there. That was my first UFC fight.
I was sold. Right. I was like, this is fucking unbelievable. Now we're getting somewhere. And I got into him and I got into John Fitch and I got into AKA and I got into, you know, Nogueira and all this shit. You know, I smelt the guys that were overrated like any other sport.
Yeah.
The guys that you're excited for and they come. And I bought into it. Watching MMA made me a better fucking comic.
Yeah.
Because I watched how we sound. You know, wait till they hear that joke. That's it. You got that one joke.
Yeah.
That's what you're relying your whole career on.
Yeah.
Which is those guys that say, wait till they feel my power. While you've been working on your fucking right punch, this guy's been working on
everything.
You know, so you see. So I learned a lot from it. McGregor came on the scene, spectacular fighter, spectacular fucking puncher. But he's kind of picked it apart. And he's got a lot of people just sitting there waiting. Like, he's got two divisions that are waiting right now.
Yeah.
You know, I don't mind. You want to fight fucking Mayweather? Fight Mayweather. But fight Ferguson or the black guy in July. Give him that, you know. Let me ask you a question.
Yes.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
You do this fucking comedy shit. You do it, and someday the hand plays out, and you end up like Amy Schumer. You're charging $118 a ticket.
Yeah.
Right? Unbelievable.
Right? $126 or whatever the fuck it is. Let me ask you guys something. On the way downhill, unless you're a real fucking comic, are you going to go back and take $50 gigs, or are you quitting this comedy?
You're quitting. There's no way you're going to take less than... Right, you're not going to go down to
people
like a
do
fucking...
do all the time. Andrew did it.
Everybody did it.
Andrew did
real
it.
Yeah, he comes in.
Real comics do it because to us... It's not a job. This is what we do. If Margaret Cho, who's the guy that travels around the world that used to have long hair, and he had a TV show.
Tom Rhodes.
Tom Rhodes, Russell Crowe, and the Spanish kid that died in New Jersey in the hotel room.
Yeah.
Freddie Prinze?
Soto.
Come on, guys. The Spanish kid.
Geraldo.
Geraldo. Yeah.
If they all gave up after the show got canceled.
Yeah. Bill Burr.
Margaret Cho. Yeah, Bill Burr.
Bill Burr had that townie show.
What the fuck would you follow me? So that's completely different. That's like a disappointment.
Right.
But we're talking about money here. I think McGregor will fight, but I don't know. Why would he?
Yeah, right. Is he a real fighter?
Now that or you is said he just there's no Nike, like, he's going to make 250 fucking million.
Honestly, if he fights okay, if he goes like the distance with him, he can promote another fight against another top-level guy.
And he'd keep doing boxing.
And make another 30 million.
And
instead of a 12, he makes it UFC.
He'll make $180 million or more this fight.
What
for
if
this
he
fight?
Makes a deal with
so he can
Mayweather?
Make $100 million for the next one.
Let me look decent, I'll sign you know, with
and then
you.
Go back and fight Diaz. I'm coming out of fucking UFC retirement. Make another $40 million there. The way Brock did.
I think
start
hell
juicing,
or high water,
fight real
this
good.
Fight happens. He makes whatever, $200 million or whatever.
He's
going to
make
it goes,
over $100 million.
Oh, without question.
That's before.
Now the training partner
is
talking shit. Is it positive or negative?
It's negative.
Okay.
What's he saying?
Which is a setup.
That's what I think, too.
They're saying he's not ready?
Yeah. They're saying he's
not.
They showed a video of them kind of sparring a while ago, and he's just picking apart.
Really?
Mayweather. But I think Mayweather's going to rush him, dude. I just feel like he's going to press this motherfucker.
Here's another thing that I'll prove to Joey's point, which I agree with you, what you're saying, is that his sparring partner is coming out saying, this guy is a little soft, his hands are slow. And this video gets leaked. But every other time we've ever heard with any other fighter, and you interview their sparring partner, what do they always say? I had to sign a non-disclosure, and I can't talk about this. So for the first time ever, a sparring partner is just spouting off at the mouth and doesn't have to sign a non-disclosure. That's very, very suspicious to me. One of the biggest fights ever that we've heard of in a long time.
Who is this?
Connor's in the gray, the boxer's in the white.
And he's getting tagged?
Watch him. It's kind of like me when I fought that guy. I was the white guy in the white.
You guys forget one thing. Connor. Yeah.
He's intentionally looking bad.
He's a PR genius.
Yeah,
well, that's what I'm saying.
He sure is.
He wouldn't release something.
No, look at him. He's fucking he knows how to box better than that.
He wouldn't release something.
He knows how to box better than that.
Conor McGregor only releases what he wants you to see.
He
do you think in between the Diaz fight the second time, Conor McGregor didn't bring high-level jiu-jitsu guys
yeah,
in?
Yeah, exactly.
Where's the tapes of that? Teaching them how to sprawl?
Straight up.
Teaching them how to not get choked?
Yeah.
He leaks what he wants to leak.
He's known as a puncher.
He's that it's smart, not like
he's,
McGregor.
He's right. Never done this before. It's not like a leaked tape of some guy on jiu-jitsu doing well. He's like known as a puncher. He's looked like a lady.
And he's been training in MMA too. Forever. You think this, they're acting like this is the first time this guy ever had boxing gloves on and has ever sparred. He's been boxing forever. It's MMA.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
yeah, he looks like,
this is suspicious.
It's like when an actor in a movie tries to play a bad actor, and it's the only thing they don't do well. It's the only thing that high-level actors don't do well. They ham it up or something.
Remember that old Andy Kaufman?
He's going too far.
Remember that old Andy Kaufman bit where he would do Elvis, his big classic bit, and he would set the bar low, and everyone's like, this guy sucks. And then, surprise, yeah. I'm really great. It's that kind of thing.
Let me ask you a question. Let's bring up, to be honest here, let's mm-hmm. bring up all the fighters that, like, the not an IMDb page, like a Wikipedia page.
The rankings.
Page. I know, the wiki page on the bottom, it tells you all the fighters he's gone up against.
Oh.
Let's look at who's Mayweather fought
yeah.
over the last couple
but will
of years.
But will it say what they were ranked then?
This is not MMA, number one.
Okay.
This is straight up boxing, old English rules, whatever they call it.
Sure.
Okay.
The sweet science.
Let's attack this from the intelligence side if we're going to make a hypothesis here.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see who made... Now, that what you have to add to this,
yeah.
it's 40 years old.
What's 40 years old?
He's 40.
And he hasn't fought in a couple years.
He's 40 fucking years old.
Which I think helps him.
Yeah.
His skill level
is down.
Is fucking amazing, his skill level. Him and people... Look at this. I can't see without my glasses.
Okay, I got it. Conor McGregor. Andre Berto is last. Manny Pacquiao. Marcos Medina. Canelo Alvarez. Roberto Guerrero. Miguel Cotto. Victor Ortiz?
Yeah. Remember that? Victor Ortiz tried to hug him. He knocked him out.
Shane Mosley. Yeah, Ricky Hatton.
He blows up.
Juan
where
Manuel
he blows
Marquez.
Up is Oscar
De La Hoya.
That's where he blows
and
up.
Before that, Zab Judah.
He should have lost.
Arturo Gatti. Yeah. Oh, I'm thinking of Gotti.
This guy is a fucking trained assassin with his hands, guys.
100%.
Whether he's 40, he knows. You know, it's so funny how when you go to different jiu-jitsu schools, people talk about John Jock Machado and how when he mounts you, you're not getting him off you, and he doesn't even put pressure on you, and you can't move. You hear all these things about all these people, but you also forget the most important thing. They've been doing it for over 25 years. You know, even when I bomb, I do well now. Even when I walk off stage and go, that sucked. They think it was great. They don't know I played a trick on them.
I had a weird show Friday.
Yeah, that it's experience.
In Ohio, I fucking thought I had an awful set. I sold out my CDs.
Really?
Yeah.
You know, when I went to Vegas the first time with Joe, and I went to the weigh-in, and I saw McGregor flinch, all I could think about was jiu-jitsu.
Yeah.
Like all
wait,
I
this is the first Diaz fight?
The first time they fought.
The first Diaz
fight? All I can think about was jiu-jitsu. I saw him flinch at the weigh-ins. He flinched.
Really?
He flinched. Diaz went like this, and he flinched. I went and did the show with Joe, and while Joe was on stage, I went and bet whatever I bet on Diaz. But I bet it because of the expertise of the jiu-jitsu.
All right.
Nobody had seen McGregor jiu-jitsu.
Uh-uh.
And one thing about Nate and Nick they could jiu-jitsu.
Yeah.
And, they could jiu-jitsu.
And if he knocked him out with those first punches, wouldn't have really seen it.
And
but
it's
he
experienced.
Didn't.
I believe in experience over anything because I'm living it now. I'm living it now.
Yeah.
I'm going on stage. I'm a fat fuck, but I stuck with it for 26 years. So I know little tricks. I know the voice. I know the fucking.
You're the hardest dude to follow, man.
No, but it's not. So I love all this stuff. I love how people are giving McGregor a chance. People are not giving McGregor a chance. I'm looking at this guy as an expert of what he does.
He is.
McGregor is a great puncher, and he hits fucking hard as fuck with that left hand. His timing is exceptional. This is going to be a great fight, I think.
Here's one thing about Mayweather. In this world that he fights, he has always had the reach advantage. And you see in these fights right here where he just exploits the shit out of that. He sits way in the back. He's fast enough to move and groove, but he sits way back. He hits these guys from way on the outside. McGregor, I believe, his reach is the same as Mayweather's. And I think,
dude, that sucks. Getting punched like that.
Yeah, but you're getting paid a lot, dude.
Yeah.
You're getting paid a lot. He has such a long reach. Ugh.
He's just so fast. His head movement, his footwork. He's just a great defensive
fighter.
He's not
even getting touched.
That's what it is. I mean, just such a good defensive fighter. I don't know, man. I mean, I don't think there's a way Conor McGregor can lose his fight. He's not supposed to win
lose?
It.
Lose?
No, in the overall.
McGregor. Overall. I mean, he's supposed to lose. So all he does is, like, dance around with this guy for 12 rounds and comes out with a couple hundred million bucks.
Now, it's 12 rounds.
Yes, sir.
That's 36 minutes.
Yeah. Yep.
Beside the last fight against Alvarez, where he demolished him.
Yeah.
But before that, the rumor was if you pressure McGregor, second, third round, he's huffing.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. He gasses.
You know, who knows what's going to happen here? I mean, like I said, if you're going to look at this.
He did against Diaz in the third, and then Diaz sort of gassed. But if not for Diaz gassing, I think he would have taken that second fight, too.
I also think it was in Diaz's best interest to not win that fight.
Maybe, because otherwise he can do money interest, because he can promote this fight one more time now.
Yeah, now
and make
get a third
$13
one,
million. Dollars.
And I think you'll
once
see.
In his career, if you look at that, guys, yeah. once and in his career, he went five rounds.
Who?
McGregor. Once in his career, he went to
Diaz.
Three. Once in his career, he went to five. So two times in his life, he has been out. Now, granted, they're longer rounds. These are five-minute rounds, not three. But to Joey's point, only twice in his life has he been past round three.
Right. Well, we don't know if he's going to guess then.
True.
I don't know what he did. Now we have to think about what money's thinking. Is money is money taking this seriously? Is money thinking, looking at his black friends and going, I'm going to fuck this white boy up? Yeah. Or I'm just going to play with him now. And again, how intelligent is Mayweather?
Floyd does not want to finish
super
his career 49-1.
Super intelligent,
guys.
Yeah,
this is 50-0.
You don't get, listen, the talent isn't the boxing. There's 1,000 good motherfuckers that could knock the shit out of you. The talent is getting to where they've gotten with what they have. Both of them.
Yeah.
Both of them.
100%. But people are paying for the shit talking. This up to the fight is the
good shit.
Floyd's
been shit talking for 2 years in this.
Yeah, up
they
to
both
the
have.
Fight. The fight may be garbage.
It will be
know.
Garbage. If Conor McGregor has no chance. That's a high level at his thing, and Conor has another thing.
Right.
There's slight overlaps.
Might I also
he,
point
and he,
out.
He never showed weakness. It wasn't like a GSP at the end that showed weakness.
I think Conor McGregor
I don't think at all.
Has a chance.
I think it'd be 10 rounds to 2.
And he has nothing to lose because he goes right back to MMA. Even if he gets knocked out in the first round. He's got El Kukui and
because you don't believe it, right?
Tyron Woodley waiting in the shells. See, that's the fight I want to see. I could care less about Mayweather.
Yeah,
I want to see him against El Kukui, and then call it a day. I'll pay the $100 on pay per view to see him against El Kukui once and for all.
Yeah,
let's see what happens. Let's see what happens, Dana. Let's see what happens, Papa. Let's put that fight together. Forget about all this other shit. Trying to avoid the situation at hand.
Right.
There's a situation here that's at hand.
Tyrone
Woodley,
another fighter too.
Or this guy. And that's the situation at hand. Why are we stalling this situation? Do you know something I don't know? Why couldn't he fight Ferguson July the 4th for fucking International Week?
Yeah.
He could fight for what's his name in September or whatever.
Who?
This fucking kid, McGregor.
Conor?
McGregor's got a chance against whatever. My whole thing is I'm a MMA purist.
Yeah.
What
so it's like, come back here and defend the titles.
Khabib ain't coming back. They ain't tolerating that shit no more.
Khabib what?
Khabib, you either got to come back at 170 or you ain't coming back, bro.
Yeah, Khabib, it's just like, dude.
You blew three fights. You got hurt eight times.
Yeah.
That's it. So now the fight we want to all see is Okokwe McGregor or McGregor against Tyrone Woodley. That's it. That's it, and that's that.
Yeah.
They rather have Tyrone Woodley. They rather have McGregor against the white dude, the karate dude. Because that's a good New Year's card. You follow me? That's who goes to New Year's card.
Who's the card?
White
dude?
The white dude, Stephen Thompson.
Oh.
Yep. Wonder Boy.
Oh, Wonder Boy.
Oh, yeah.
Thoughts on Cyborg, the treating of Cyborg. She's got a great fight. Super
why did Jessica Randa refuse to fight her?
Because she knew she's going to get that ass
But what was
beat.
She saying, though?
She pulled a GSP. She's like, I don't respect that she's flunked too many drug tests in the last 2 years. And
yeah,
I
but
don't
she made
think
that.
She wants stricter testing?
I think she's. I agree with Sam. I think.
But
she's
but what's she claiming though?
That's what she.
She wants stricter testing.
She was no. She's claiming first she was going to need surgery on her hand. And then she's but I'll fight Holly Holmes though. You know.
Oh
Holly
right.
Holmes. But now they got Cyborg versus Megan Anderson.
Yeah.
I think that's going to be
You've
a
never heard
of
Megan Anderson.
No, MMA people have.
Stop it.
She's in Invictus, and she's fucking hot, and she's a fucking
there
big
you go.
Bitch.
There you go.
She's a big chick, dude. She's a
You've
big
You've never
chick.
Heard of any of these people until
I do,
they...
dude. I go on MMA stuff every day. I have a sports podcast. I have to keep up on this.
You
I
don't.
Don't just show up
What's
to get
her
my
record?
Asshole
What's her record? What's her record?
I think she's lost twice.
What's her record? Has she won a lot?
Yeah, she's an Invictus champion.
Let's see. Let's see her record. Wikipedia.
I'll fight this chick, too. Throw her in the ring against me as well.
Okay.
Winner this fight gets me.
She's 8-2.
But she's a good fighter. She's a big bitch, too. She's big.
I don't recognize a name that she has fought.
Not one, for sure. I mean, half of them don't even have a fucking link
to
their names.
Go to Cyborgs. Let's see who you recognize in those.
Yeah, I'm saying it's all weak. You've never heard. You've heard three, four people, and then when you have a new fight, you're like, "Oh, now I'm hearing about this person."
She's a good fighter.
I mean, she's getting a title shot. All right, come on, let's talk about matchmakers know a lot more than I do.
I mean, they've disrespected this chick. I mean, like, dude, she could be headlining pay per views.
Yeah.
Cyborg, man.
She's fought.
They kept her out because they wanted to protect Ronda because they knew what was going to happen.
They knew she'd beat Ronda.
That she'd not just beat her, destroy her.
6-2 Ronda Rousey.
And like now that Ronda's gone, they finally let her have a little.
Oh, for sure. They got, like, we got one more marketable person, but she's not
really,
as hot.
They really did.
They really did.
They really did.
The UFC ducked her
against Ronda.
Didn't they really protect her?
They really protected Ronda.
And then they just couldn't. The cream rises to the top. Eventually, you're gonna get
no, because Ronda fell out, and they're like, "All right, we lost our fuck it." Because she did the same thing to the other to Strikeforce.
She did. Who'd she fuck up? The pretty girl.
Their pretty girl.
Yeah.
She fucked up their pretty champion.
Carano.
Gina Carano, and she was the marketable star, and then she fucked her up, and it's like, fuck. Now we have an unmarketable star.
I mean, even though she did fight maybe
just not
one
as good
more
looking.
Time, she ultimately, I believe, retired Carano.
Dude, Mickey Gall wants the boner. I'd watch.
Who? Carano?
Yeah,
she was done. She got exposed.
Yeah, oh, she's just gone on and done insanely awesome fucking movies. She has a huge movie career.
Does she?
But I'm saying this.
She was a star of one movie, and then
she was in Deadpool.
Deadpool.
She's just in another movie. She was just in the remake of Bloodsport, which was great.
Well, I imagine one movie is probably pays better than five female MMA fights. You know what I mean?
Yeah. What?
We got to do this read real quick because the people from All Things Comedy have hooked us up with a new sponsor.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, hell yeah. What is it, Bags? Is it Bags?
Yes, we got Bags.
Is that the sponsor?
Fruit?
You guys, this episode is brought to you by Bags. They can carry almost anything.
Do you love Bags?
Do you love Bags? Get some. What is this? Is really we got a new sponsor?
Yeah, this is our new sponsor.
Apple Mango?
Yes. Okay.
Which one's good? Oh, turn this around. That's it. Apples and Mango. I like how you're putting this out before ever mentioning who they are.
Yeah.
What are they? Fruit bars?
Yeah, they're fruit bars. Let's open
it. Oh, I like the shit out of one of these. Cherry is my favorite.
Open it. Open it. Open it.
What is that?
Look at these.
Are you a cherry guy? Is that your
mom? Oh, almost always. I love cherries. Now, if you could go cherry blueberry instead of cherry apple.
If you go to their website, right? You go to their website.
Oh, everything's apple and something.
Oh, really?
Apple's end.
Yeah. Oh, you want one? Okay.
Oh, they're kosher.
Yeah.
They're gluten-free, they're vegan, and they're kosher.
Yep, they're kosher. All right. So go to thatsitfruit.com. Here's what you do. You go to thatsitfruit.com, enter the code PUNCHDRUNK, and that saves you 10% off. 10% off of anything that you order today. And all it is fruit plus fruit, guys. No additives, no preservatives. It's kosher, like Ari said.
I'm good, thank you.
It's kosher. Gluten-free, made in America. I have no idea if that's true.
Holy shit, this is good.
I mean, it's got to be. I hope it is.
Yeah, it's probably made in America by GMO workers.
By Mexicans.
Non-GMO workers. That's it. By Mexicans, yeah. Legal immigrants. I don't know. I have no idea.
They're awesome fruit bars. You go to That's It. That's
Dude, it. You got to start doing. You got to start doing any sort of food sponsors after Diaz has gotten me high. It's they won't
perfect.
Get a better read.
Yeah.
More interest in their
Open
product.
That's It, fruit.com. Use the code PUNCHDRUNK, saves you 10%. And they have Zesties, Bites, Fruit Bars, and it's all natural.
Oh, it tastes like fruit roll-up.
It's so
yeah,
good.
One's like a fruit roll-up, one's like a little bite, one's like little bites, and one's like actual fruit bars.
Mm, this is just straight candy, right?
No.
Zoom in. And it's actually good for you, all right? Unlike your natural sugar, too. No sugar.
100 calories. Zero total fats, zero cholesterol, Yeah.
4 grams of fiber.
4 grams of fiber, vitamin C.
All it is fruit.
This is what you got to put weed in.
It's two different fruits combined.
A healthy, that's what we're talking about.
We should talk
healthy.
To Gino and get him in touch with That's It Fruit and make the weed fucking fruit bars. Am I right? This is healthy. You don't have to worry about that.
You don't have to worry about anything with these.
Yeah.
So go to That's It, fruit.com. Use the code PUNCHDRUNK, and they are helping out all of our friends here at All Things Comedy. So,
all right, back into action.
So thank you, guys.
Did you hear about John Hughes?
What?
Yeah.
John Hughes?
Yeah.
What happened?
Car accident. Hit a train.
Hit a train.
Matt Hughes.
John Hughes.
How's he doing?
I think he's in bad shape.
Last I heard, which was a day ago or so, we can look it up right now, but didn't seem like he was doing that good.
You should know about That's It Fruit Bars. If you do eat two, that becomes 200 calories.
I'm cool with that.
Okay.
I don't know if you've seen my figure, but I don't give a fuck.
It's quite a one.
Dad bod for life.
Oh, so what's this? But Stable still hasn't woken up. Days later.
Wow.
What do you think happened?
Oh, reportedly responsive, but then 2 days later not responsive.
What do you think happened? He got hit by a train? How did you get hit by a train?
I think he hit a train.
Was he trying to race a train?
Like in Footloose or something?
Yeah, was he watching too many Patrick Swayze movies?
After the truck drove across the tracks directly in the path of a moving train. If it was me, I'd say for sure I was high.
You know, sometimes, growing up, I grew up around a lot of train tracks, in the city, because there's so many train tracks, around Chicago.
Yeah, but not when you see them coming.
But sometimes when you go and you're like, oh, I think I can beat it. I don't know if this was that, but remember I used to do that? Train's coming, and you're like, before the little ding, ding, dings come down, and you're like, oh, I got this. But who knows, man?
You ever see that video of that woman, trying to cross the street where she thinks she can just beat the train, and it just...
No,
it's
her, justmeat.com.
Have
look
you
it
seen
up.
That shit?
Look it up. If justmeat.com is still a site, she's walking next to a guy. Train's coming to the guy's left, so she doesn't see it, and the guy sees it and stops, and she keeps going.
So and just
blocking.
Boom!
She goes flying. Oh, justmeat. No, M-E-A-T.
Yeah,
it's way more gruesome than you thought.
Yeah.
Oh, great.
Oh, man, this is not going to be good. That's gone.
Justmeat.com.
I can't believe
gone.
Justmeat didn't make it.
You know,
you think of all the websites that would have made it, Justmeat.
Can someone buy that site for me?
Yeah.
Justmeat.com.
Why don't you buy it?
Because I'm working right now. I'm doing this.
I have two things I want to mention. I'm curious if you guys saw. I know I've seen an article on one of you guys. This guy in maybe Denver, neck of the woods, I'm not sure where, wants to, on trial for his wife getting murdered, makes a special request to the judge. I want to wear a Tony Romo jersey.
Oh, yeah. For what? His execution? No.
No, just for his trial for murdering his wife. Turns out his previous two wives have also been murdered under suspicious circumstances that he got off on one of them. The other one's still under
suspicion. I know the circumstances, rooting for the Giants.
Yeah.
And his argument is I'm a big Cowboys fan and Romo's my guy. This guy literally loved his ex-quarterback more than all three of his ex-wives who he killed.
Hired a hitman to kill his sixth wife.
And then killed the hitman.
He's killed three other wives? Or three other wives have been murdered?
Three other wives died under mysterious circumstances.
And he hired a hitman. He's not doing it himself. Wow, this guy did it.
Some people just don't. What does he look like? I want to see if you know this guy's coming.
He later pled guilty to messing with a... What was it?
1986, wife's death was ruled a suicide.
Yeah.
Wife
pled
after
guilty
that,
to intimidating a witness.
Wife after that dies.
Wow.
And then now this wife dies under mysterious circumstances.
Is that him right
That's
there?
That's him? He looks like fucking Twin Peaks, man.
Oh, yeah, dude. He looks like the saddest tranny you'll ever meet in your life.
That's your Cowboys fans, idiot. That's your team.
Yeah,
right
he's
there.
One of
That's
your
just
fans.
One of them. That's not the standard.
No, that is the standard. Look at that. That's
that is
grandma.
A Cowboys fan. That's
look
a Cowboys fan.
Shape
but I'd rather
of
have that.
Fucking guy.
Look at that guy.
Look at those eyes.
Six people.
Doesn't that look? If you take away the beard, it really looks like a cat lady grandmother.
Yep.
If it wasn't for that beard pan back, I would actually argue that that's a woman.
Yep.
Sans the beard.
Wow. Move it up. Crop out her beard. Good. Nose down. No. Other way. No. Just get the nose up, Sorry.
Oh, I see.
Look at that.
Yeah.
It's a pretty lady.
Is it? It's not a pretty
lady. That looks like grandma. It's Nana, I miss you, Nana.
What jersey would you wear to your trial? That's what I was asked on Twitter this week. I thought it was great.
You know what? I represent the future. So how about an Ezekiel Elliott jersey?
Okay.
It'll be a long time. No, well, Dak Prescott. That's he'll be the quarterback for 10 years. I'm going to wear a Dak Prescott jersey.
Pretty good chance one of those two idiots wears that same jersey in their trial. So what about you?
I would probably go Bo Jackson, but for some reason, I want to do Sean Kemp. Fucking Seattle Supersonics or fucking Rasheed Wallace.
So you're
Trailblazers.
So you're assuming that your trial is for child support.
Yeah, either way, man. I'm going all in. Remember, were you in Seattle during the fucking Rayman days? When he was like Sean Kemp and fucking Gary Payton?
No, I just got there as they dissembled.
Oh, man. That was
what jersey would you wear? What jersey?
Depends what I did.
Okay.
I like different scenarios.
No, he's got a whole system here.
Shoplifting a lawnmower.
Good one.
The guy who gambled his way out of the NFL from Indianapolis Colts.
What's his name?
Art Schlitzer.
Oh, yeah. I was just saying,
what number was he?
Fucking death. He was zero. That's his the fucking number. If I stabbed somebody, I got a drug conviction, I wear a Lawrence Taylor shirt.
Okay.
Right?
Yep. Good.
Okay, stop. Why?
If I murdered my wife, I'd wear a Snowy Joey shirt. I'd walk in there with a Joe Montana shirt.
I respect the fuck. Are we going San Francisco or Kansas City Chiefs?
San Francisco.
Or Notre Dame. Oh. Throw God in it.
Yeah.
Notre Dame, yeah.
You throw college.
He played Notre Dame? That's right.
When I was a kid, he was there. I was right there.
That's a great pick, dude.
I'd probably go no matter what I did. I was originally going I was
going
to go old school Deion Sanders. But then I thought, wait a minute. If I'm on trial here for no matter what, I go Tim Tebow jersey.
Oh.
And now I got God on my side.
I'm a Florida Gators? Jets?
Current minor league baseball.
Oh. Is that what he's doing now?
Yeah.
He hit two home runs in his first game, right? Or a home run in his first...
First at bat hit a home run. But he's like 240, batting like 240. He's doing okay.
That's amazing.
Guy.
For a guy that is a football player.
Dude, no, he's not.
Oh, good point.
He was a college football player.
Yeah.
And one of the greatest to ever do it. And his ego, he could have gone to the... He could have
He played
been
in the NFL. He played in the NFL.
And
you know what?
Serviceable game.
He started games.
Like Vince Young. They had winning records. They had winning fucking records. But they were... Like, dude, as a quarterback, if you're a distraction in that fucking locker room, they'll get rid of you. This whole thing with Kaepernick, even though I agree, like he has the right to... I mean, you have the right to do that, but show me him where corporate America encourages fucking...
Standing alone.
Being fucking loud and boisterous and talking shit. Yeah. They just don't. Yes, you're getting blackballed, but you know what? Kaepernick, you chose this.
Also,
you opted out of a contract. You left money on the fucking table. You go ask Sean Kemp about how that worked when he went with Portland and he fucking let him negotiate out $30 million to go try to play somewhere else, and it didn't work out.
Also,
never leave money on the table.
Yeah, for whatever reason, this kneeling thing has become a military thing. I don't understand why. I never understood why. It's not just an American thing, but the military seems to take it more personally than anybody else. And everyone seems to say, like, respect your military.
No. That's how they get people emotionally invested.
But,
so they turn
like
it from
said,
police brutality into disrespecting the...
Exactly. But like we said, cause it's like they're the ones who fought for it. But like we said, the NFL gets paid a lot of money by the U.S. Army. A shitload of money to fucking have those flyovers and everything like that. And they're like, yeah, man, we're getting paid by the people. You're for some reason, people are saying you're disrespecting. They're going to hold our money back.
Yeah.
That's, no question. We're actually getting paid by the people who everyone says...
Best explanation of it right there. Best
it's not even like a maybe sponsor. It's a current sponsor.
Yeah. For a lot of money.
Yeah.
For a lot of money.
Things have changed in society. And you have to adjust and adapt. And you don't really know what it is that's going to piss people off.
Yeah.
He got under people's fucking skin.
He sure did.
And the booty went 1-13. You want to talk shit? At least be 16-2.
Win.
And lose in the playoffs by a fucking touchdown or a field goal. But you're going to talk shit and act like an asshole. Mm-hmm. And then you're going to stink up the fucking field? I don't want you on my fucking team. I don't want you on my fucking team. I don't want you on my fucking team, man. That's it. I don't care how good you are. You know, if you think about comedy today, look at 10 years ago comedy and comedy today. There's nobody really giving clubs a hard time no more.
What do you mean?
There's nobody passing out of clubs. There's nobody doing drugs no more.
Oh, right.
You don't hear about comics.
I'm sad all about that.
You don't hear about comics missing the show because they were too fucked up. You don't hear about that
no
more.
No, you're right.
You know why? Not accepted. There's too many comics. We don't fuck around no more.
You're just on to the next one.
We're not going to fuck around
we're
no more.
We're on to these sober yoga fucking vegan 15 comics.
15 years ago, there were 6 comics out there that every weekend you had to worry about.
Wake them up. It's time to go on.
You had to worry about
it. Get the fuck
you
up.
You really had to worry about it.
and people pandered to it and people let it on the road. Mm. It's not accepted no more.
First time I did a guest spot in D.C. Second time I did a guest spot in D.C. Improv for Mitch Hedberg. And they came into the green room before the show started. I'm the guest spot, you know? He goes, is Hedberg here yet? And it was, and this was before he was big, big. And we were like, no. He goes, fuck. Came back again 5 minutes later. Is Hedberg here? I'm like, no, but what's it? He's headlining. And his hotel's around the corner. It was on a Wednesday. And I was like, or Tuesday. And I was like, he'll be here. Like, he'll come when the fucking feature act is on. And he goes, well, he didn't last time. He didn't come till Friday last time. It was just missed days.
Do you remember the time one of the first gigs I did with you, Joey Diaz, was a Pablo Francisco gig?
Oh, my God.
Where I was in the back, and I'm like, everyone's doing blow and
they
fucking
had rules
just
for him. No one could drink with them.
And I'm and fucking Pablo's passed out. I'm like, how's this motherfucker supposed to go up?
Wow.
Thanksgiving, 1998, and we all got fired. Me, you, and Jeff Garcia. All of us got fired because it was the Wednesday before Halloween.
It was Pablo Francisco.
Pablo Francisco and Old Brea.
Yeah?
Old Brea.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And we're sitting there. Pablo had 15 guest sets.
Yeah.
He didn't care.
And then he got on stage, and his little Arabian friend got up behind him naked with a hat on. Do you know where I bumped into that guy?
Yeah.
New Orleans. He's got a food truck business in New Orleans.
Oh, really?
I was doing grudge match, and he's like,
that guy was great. Yeah, he walked naked across the stage.
Who?
And Pablo was on stage with clothes on doing his material.
Barely
doing
his material.
And this guy walked behind him naked like.
Who? What's his name?
Joe Arab. I have no fucking idea.
Just walked naked behind him.
Good guy.
Joe the Arab.
Great guy. Joe the Arab.
Joe the Pumper.
Just walked behind him naked. The audience went crazy. I remember the size of the rock of cocaine in that room. There was a rock of cocaine in that room that had to be 8 grams. It's just it looked like a fucking satellite. That's the first time my wife ever found a dollar bill rolled up. She was doing laundry and she found it. And she put it on the table and she said something to me. That was the first time ever.
So he goes up and Pablo's just fucking shish kebab, dude. Man. And he's getting heckled. And I'm trying to help him heckle from the side because he's. It's just not going well.
Yeah.
And he's like, stop it. I'm like, okay, dude. And I just like, I'm getting out of here because it is not going well.
Yeah, we got a call Friday morning. Everybody got fired. They got like 200 emails.
Wow. How many people are in the show? That's everybody.
It's the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. How many fucking people do you think got the show?
Right.
You know, it's fucking
packed.
Sold the fuck out.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't have that problem. I've been fucking... being in Miami and getting the call, you got to get up and do radio. Why? The headline is not answering. And I'm the feature.
Like what?
Doing fucking radio all weekend, you know, Friday and Thursday.
Who was the headliner? Do you remember?
George Lopez.
That's before he's big,
though.
You
hear stories about that, too.
Wow. Before he's got the kidney.
And he had a nice clean cut.
Before he got the kidney from his wife. So you had George.
He left.
You had George, Pablo.
Wow.
You had Mitch. You had me snorting coke all over
that
the country.
That tour was sponsored by Colombian cocaine.
You had a lot of people doing weird things on the road. Guess what? Attell was drinking then.
Mm-hmm.
Attell was getting loaded then. Nobody's doing it now. There is no complaints. There is nobody missing shows no more. It's unaccepted.
It's on to the next one,
I understand if you have a personal whatever, that you are... what's the word when you're pioneering? Not the whatever challenge you may, and if you don't believe in America, whatever. When you're playing for corporate America and you're on television every fucking Sunday,
yeah, it's corporate.
Guess what?
It's television.
Quit and go save fucking whales.
Yeah.
Quit and go save whales with white people over in Huntington Beach and go put nets down.
Where is it okay to go? I mean, like, it's like my, it's like, dude. There's tons of people who love to express their truth and all that stuff. And you know what? Sometimes they don't get the commercial success. You were on there. You were getting paid a lot of fucking money. You opted out. You chose it. And I said it here on this podcast. I go, he is going to regret the fuck out of that because the market is not going to be kind to him. He wasn't winning.
In his defense, he was going to be gone. I mean,
yeah, but
if
they would still have to pay him cash.
Something, yeah. He wouldn't have gotten all that money.
He fucking negotiated down to make it less as a salary cap so he could get free. He wanted free agency.
Sure.
Look what he's looking for. Now he's still tweeting about fucking... Now he's still tweeting about police brutality. And yes, I agree with you, but you're also not trying to find a fucking job with a billion-dollar corporation.
Yeah. It's like get tattoos in your face if you want, but you know, you can't work in an office.
Yeah.
It's like, it's not fair, but that's
I appreciate you having a cause. I appreciate it.
I love it.
We
I love
all
it.
Have a cause.
We I love him opening his mouth.
Cause, but not a cause that gets in your way. You know what I'm saying? Like, not a cause that gets in your way. If that's your truth, I have a lot of beliefs. I have a lot of fucking beliefs. I keep some of them to myself, and some of them I let known. Some of them I just don't dabble in there.
Yeah.
I don't go. Don't go. I don't go to a Scientology rally. Don't go.
Yeah.
Don't go. But for you to fucking put all this energy, you ever have a problem, girlfriend?
Shit.
And how much when you break up with
them?
Did
you just ask if I have a girlfriend?
No. How much do you, we've all had that problem, girlfriend, in comedy. That for 2 years, your comedy's off, and all of a sudden she disappears. Now you're writing again.
Yeah.
You're doing things you're supposed to because you're focused.
Oh, right.
You know, 20% of this fucking twat's focus from her going to her mother's, you know, she calls you at 5 and tells you she'll meet you for dinner. You get home, and Cindy had a bad day at work, so now she's at Club Babaloo having cocktails. Yep. You know, those type of women that drive you fucking crazy.
Yeah.
And then you get rid of them, and everything changes in your life because you put all that effort into this fucking cause in your mind, and it wears on you. That same thing happens when you have an individual cause, and it gets in the way of what you have to do to put food on the fucking table.
Yeah.
This is what you
put
food on the table.
That's what they said about Jeff Dunham. As soon as he left his wife, his career just went boom and exploded.
Really?
Yeah.
And think about that Jeff puppet Raleigh pussy too. He's getting, too.
Who?
Jeff Raleigh, skateboarder, broke up with his girlfriend, took off.
If there's anything we learn on this show, dump your women if you guys want to be successful.
Yeah.
Not dump your women, but dump the shit that's bringing, that's taking away from that. If it's taking away from that, what the fuck, you know?
You make a lot of bets. Are you a betting man, Joey Diaz? Do you like action?
Yeah, do you like action anymore?
I'll tell you what, man. When I was robbing people and selling drugs, I don't give a fuck about paying a bookie. But when I got to go work for money, if I got to give you a dollar, it hurts, bitch.
Yeah.
So I bet on something like Diaz McGregor, the first one. I just had a feeling jiu-jitsu was going to prevail.
Once in a while.
I went, bet, and then called my wife at 2 in the morning and got her to put more money on my ATM card. And she's like, Joey, it's 3 in the morning. Why are you calling me for $500?
Exactly.
I go, I'm not getting coke. I bet it, and I bet the under, I think. I mean, I won fucking straight. But besides that, I look at it, I really got to weigh it. I know I got to know the moves. Like Sunday night, if I'm going to bet football, I'll bet the Sunday night family game.
Mm-hmm.
That's the game they're going to fuck with you on. That's the game that always goes under when there's two great quarterbacks and shit on a Sunday night, you know?
Yeah.
It's so weird how I got my license. I bought a new car and I got my license plates. And what you do when you're a Cuban or you're like me, first thing you get your license plates is you play the number. All right? So the number is
in the lottery?
Fuck yeah.
Okay.
So 916, I went right to the liquor store and I bet 916. This dirty bitch looks at me and she goes, do you want the morning number or the afternoon number? I go, you motherfuckers have become criminals. See, I grew up in numbers in New York. That's a solo booking operation can make $100,000 a year, 4 hours a day, betting numbers. Booking numbers, it's three numbers. But in New York, they have three numbers. This is all illegal. You have the Jersey number, the Brooklyn number. Then you have the New York number where you could bet one number. So you could put $5 on three to come in first.
And then how much do you bet if you how much do you
so
get?
So $5 you win $2,500 on the number.
What?
$5?
$5. You go up to 118th Street up in Harlem and you go to Little Bolita, they call Bolita.
Wait, so for $5 on one number?
Yeah.
On one number?
Tax free. No.
How much do you get on the one number?
614, 604, 619, 916.
Okay. But you're betting on the first number, whatever the first
There's
number
is. There's also a lottery for that. These are all street lotteries.
Oh, that's what
that
I was
run
at
by bookies.
And so
this was we've been doing $5 on all the numbers.
So let's say you put $5 on 416. 416 as a number. $5 straight in box.
Yeah.
So it's cost you $10. You win $5 is $2,500. Another $5. So you win $5,000 on $10.
Uh-huh.
You follow me? That's what you win. On the individual numbers, I think it's a little less. The odds are a little less. So you want to bet the last number. But my point being that I saw how they took the lotto, the state moved into the illegal bookmaking. When I was a kid, it was Saturday college football, and Sunday pro football. Yeah. And Monday night.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's it.
Then the bookies realized, fuck Thursday night. We're going to have college Thursday night. Then they told college, fuck you. You read those revenues. We're going with pro on Thursday night.
Yeah.
So it's like Jesus. They stuck a nail in his hand on Thursday.
Yeah.
They stick. Then you bet. Oh, yeah. Gambling is a weak fucking thing. They staple your hand and your head every day. So Thursday you lose. They put a nail in your foot. Then you try your luck at college basketball on Friday. They staple your other foot. Then college football, you have three opportunities. You got the morning game, the late game, and if you're a real loser, you got Hawaii to bail on.
Right.
That's when you buy a gram of blow because Hawaii's covering. Hawaii hasn't covered since 1932. And the only thing you're working on is that when a team plays at Hawaii, they don't go to Hawaii to play football.
No.
They get so mesmerized by the palm trees.
Yep.
So that's why people bet Hawaii.
And the long flight.
And the long flight.
There's a comedy festival in Maui. Nobody did well. And there's decent crowds because everyone's fucking on the beach all day, having a good time. You're all sun dry. And you're just like,
If you're an East Coast team that's playing Hawaiian football, you're on a plane for an entire day.
Yeah.
You take time Hawaii. Difference.
And you're like, oh, it's amazing. We're in Hawaii.
Hawaii's getting like, 44. I'm betting those motherfuckers.
Yeah. And you're like, but I'm in a fucking a game that means I might be ranked 17th if we win.
Yeah.
So, I'm going to go out and go to the beach.
Go to BetDSI. BetDSI for all your bet needs. That's right. Our sponsors are longtime sponsors. We are upping with them again. We love working with them. Go to BetDSI. Use the promo code PUNCHDRUNK. Get $10 betting cash. It takes about a couple hours for you to get that $10 betting cash. We're going to start making weekly bets. The three of us going to go in parlay style, homeboy.
I thought they're not sponsoring this week.
No, they are.
Oh, okay. Cool.
They are. Okay. I wouldn't do it if they weren't.
Oh, okay.
Okay, it's all business, homeboy.
Thanks, Bets D.
Yeah, thank you, BetDSI.
That was it.
Those are the sponsors.
Yeah,
basketball. Yeah. Do you love basketball, Joey? You out of basketball?
No. The season's over.
No, but some dude draft tomorrow.
Draft tomorrow.
Rumor is that Boston Celtics might give up like 9 picks for Anthony Davis.
Is it tomorrow?
I saw that, and I'm into it. I mean, he's only 21, which is crazy to give up.
Way more older than 21.
What is he? 24? 24.
But you're giving him two top three picks. You're giving him, like, a ton of first-round
draft picks. It needs to be all those guys. Like, all those picks to be like, okay.
No, 100%. Because he could walk.
He could walk in 3 more years. So they've got to start putting together. They have a terrible front office.
Yeah.
They got to start giving some other people. He's maybe the best player in basketball.
He's up there.
You know, and at 24...
He's great, dude. He's great. No, the lottery already happened, dude. We don't need the mock lottery.
No, it's just like
the mock draft.
But this is, by the way, just a straight rumor. This is just somebody saying it's not. There's no basis to it.
But dude, that's an attractive offer. If you offer them 9 first round draft picks for fucking one guy, that's insanity.
But now,
dude, this Lonzo Ball, he's good.
No, they say he's
crazy.
A bust.
Nah, dude,
they say he's not doesn't have heart.
I'm telling you right now.
Shut up. He's going to go to the Lakers and he's going to be terrible.
Good. He's good, dude. He's halfer, dude. Got crazy acne. Ain't afraid to fuck around, dog.
I want the Lakers draft him and then they just surround him by white guys.
Yeah. Just piss his dad off.
Like his dad, yeah.
You know, like Eddie Griffin used to go up on stage ripping on white people and then he'd go get his dick sucked by a white chick in the fucking green room back in the main room. You remember when they didn't use that every night?
Oh, yeah. They would be like, I'll make it up to you, Eddie.
Yeah. They'd be like sorry, Tommy running the back and get so angry because he saw a white chick sucking his black dick. And he's like, Eddie, fucking 10 minutes till you're up. God. What was your favorite time at the Comedy Store, Joey? What's your favorite time there?
Yeah, you were there longer than any of us. I liked when you could go into the main room and just throw shit. Just throw chairs.
Those days of throwing dick and bitches, even reason
to go in there. Yeah,
those are great days.
They'd have entire nights and no one would even walk through there.
Yeah,
just to get the ladder,
doors
put the sign
locked.
Up, and then come
it's
back.
It's like, Eric, what are we doing? Why are we locking these? I love you to death. I think you've done a great job. Why is that door locked?
Why don't the comics have the keys?
The weirdest thing about that was for a long time. That was a place run by the Invicts.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the inmates totally ran the
comedy. We were doing whatever we wanted.
Yeah.
We could grab a bottle. We could drink for free.
That Shelly, woman started trying to make people sign to be like, you can't smoke pot here. And she was fired within a month. People just ran her out.
I'll never forget. She gave it to me, and I crinkled it right in my hand in front of her, and I gave it to her.
Remember when the gay manager tried to bring in male waiters?
Oh, yeah.
For a while?
No, we don't want that.
Goodbye.
We don't want that. Now there's tons of male waiters.
I do miss. I felt bad for the waitresses too. Because
go smoke they pot were, anywhere.
They were a big part of the Comedy Store. I thought they were family.
Yeah, they really were.
They got fucking replaced. I felt really bad, man, because they were family.
There's more family now, though. A waitress at a comedy club is a young job.
It's a young job.
You can't stay there too long.
You don't want to see an old hag at a comedy club.
No, you can't be a 55-year-old.
What about was and not Andrea? You remember who made the cookies? Snitched on everybody when Ari got his dick sucked on stage?
She's the one who snitched?
Yeah, they found out she was the one.
What happened during the blowjob contest?
Did you hear about that? Where they had a big dick contest on stage between him and Dan Madonna, and this porn star was there. She sucked both of their dicks on stage, and then Dan Madonna lost.
What's her name?
And he got fucking banned for fucking 2 days for losing. He is the only one who got banned.
Yeah. Yeah.
Didn't Andrea sue the Comedy Store?
Yeah, I think she won.
I think justified. She was like, I didn't get a work entitled break. I'm supposed in California supposed to get a break. And like, for how long did you get a break? She goes, 11 years. Uh-huh. I never got a break.
That is correct. That was
she did
suit.
Win?
Yes, sir. Yeah, I believe so.
How much?
I think $47 and a spot on the Thursday.
No, yeah. She gets a 5 p.m. okay on Sundays. And no, I think it was like in the tens, I think.
10,000?
It was a low five digit number, I believe.
It's for sure got you on there. Just
that
so
was
know.
Crazy. Like, I've been there back at the store for 2 years, and those waitresses are old now. Like, a new batch of young waitresses came into the store the last 2 weeks, and you're like, wow, those girls are old now. Like, it's just.
Turn and burn, dude.
The store is a fucking great place to be at.
And I love it.
Sunday night, I went there. I was looking at the schedule to see what time I was on Sunday, and I saw Paul Mooney was going to be there at 8 o'clock. And I said, well, I'm not going to go down there at 8. I got shit to do. And I went down, and I sat by the back steps going up to the belly room, and I watched him through there for the first 10 minutes. And it just brought back so many fucked up memories of being, you know, what's that word? Just being frustrated.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Waiting to go up and following Mooney. And you don't know if he's going to do 15 or if he's going to do an hour.
50.
Yeah, you have no idea.
He didn't know. And all of a sudden, you got into him.
He's so
and you're
good.
Like, oh, my God, I'm having a good time watching Mooney. You know, like, it's just.
He was great. Yeah. I watched him at the store. I learned a lesson watching that dude. He went up for 45 minutes in front of two people and murdered them.
That's how I learned
and
that.
And that's when I go on the road, you see these like these openers or these features go, there's like 40 people in the crowd. Like, how do you
that's
do this?
That's my world.
I go, Paul Mooney did.
Oh,
I, like,
my God.
I go for blood.
That's
dog.
Our world.
Yeah.
And I would have to follow Paul. So what do you do when there's three people in the audience at 12:45 on a Thursday? What do you do? Are you going to really do that bit you've been working on?
Yeah.
You really think that bit is going to work? No. You got to go up there and rough it like a fucking soldier.
Yeah, like a soldier.
And that makes you good. And
walking
all of a sudden,
a plank.
You start appreciating eight people. You're like, I know how to rock these eight motherfuckers.
Yeah.
You go to the store to actually rock in your head like you're like, fuck these pussies. Because that's the first word that comes out of your mouth. You go, what the fuck am I doing here at 1:15? There's eight people in there. And Brian Holtzman looked at him and he goes, don't do your spot. Put a sign up that you have a spot open at 1:15 at the store.
Yeah.
Watch how many people sign up for it. And you're fucking crying. And that changed my outlook. That was like, wait a second. Even now, Sunday night I was driving down going, 54 years old. I'm still doing a spot at the Comedy.
I love it, though, dude.
How fucking lucky am I?
Yeah.
How
I think about
am
it
I?
All
by
the
now,
time.
Now people get thrown out of the store. You get thrown out of the store by the time you're 50. You're like, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
why
yeah,
I only
yeah.
go down there How very... Old? I go down there very lightly. I only sprinkle myself down there.
Yeah, but you're a killer.
I don't overstay my welcome down there. There's young people. They're the ones that should be getting 8 spots a week. I can't handle fucking 7 spots a week no more.
Yeah.
Staying out till 1 talking to you guys.
Yeah.
That's no booze, no drugs, no nothing. That's
no
nothing.
Pussy.
Yeah.
If I stay out till 1:30 just talking comedy, Ari went to Charlotte, it sucked. I'm fucking dragging ass the next day.
I get it. Dude.
It's not like, what do you want to do? Let's go to Pink Dot and get a turkey sandwich at 2 and talk till 4. I'd be dead.
Yeah.
Can I ask you a question? I want to ask you about podcasts.
Ask it into the mic or something.
The mic so
you have the headphones on.
I know. You have to not be able to hear yourself.
What was the episode with Carlos Mencia like, if do you mind me asking? What was it like?
Podcast?
And thoughts, the episode you did with him.
All right. First off, when the phone rang and I answered it, and it was Carlos, I couldn't believe it. You know.
Did you guys have shit before? I mean, I know, you know.
Not at all.
Did he bump you a lot?
No.
That's my, yeah.
He bumped the lineups. I know. He only bumped specific people.
He used to call in and ask where, like.
Yeah, I know, but then I'm saying when he did come in other nights, like whoever was on late was bumped by an hour
right.
and a half, you know.
Okay. I felt that he was, it was weird. The phone rang, he talked to me, I told him what I thought. I told him exactly what I felt on the phone, and I hung up the phone. And I thought about it, and then I had a flight with Joe, and me and Joe discussed it. And I spoke to somebody else that he had spoken to. That said, did you hear who called me? I bumped into Willie in Hollywood one night. Willie Barcena. Was telling me that he's talked to Carlos.
Barcena, yeah.
And it was very weird, but, you know, he's lonely. He's having his second kid, and he just wanted to apologize. And
Willie said that?
Yeah, and I go, you know, listen, man, I've never been a big whatever. People fuck. If you come to me and tell me you're a joke thief, I'm not going to attack you. I'm just going to give you rope. You're going to hang yourself eventually.
I get that.
Any douchebags in comedy, they end up hanging.
I didn't think that was going to happen, but, man, it did.
They hang themselves.
I saw.
You don't have to do anything to anybody. You don't have to judge them. You don't have to punch them in the face.
Yeah, your Dane thing,
Sam. Just give them
rope. It happened.
Just give them rope. Watch the rope. Watch it. Watch the rope. All those guys that think it's cute. Listen, bro, 20 years at the store. When the light comes on, I'm off.
Get off stage.
I'm off. That's how I'm a man to you. Get the fuck off the stage. You're not that interested.
You do 17 minutes.
Occasionally.
Yeah,
I'm not
yeah,
a triple 25.
No, I'm not saying you.
No. We all do.
Me.
We all do. But there's little things. And when he came to do the podcast, I talked to him, and I saw that it wasn't really what I expected.
Why?
Good or bad?
He was...
He never was honest before.
He
that
was never
thing.
Honest.
I get that.
Even
dude.
When he was like...
I had some with Dane Cook. I was doing a show, and he was acting like he was going to totally be behind it, offer to put money behind it, and then just ghost on it, dude. And yeah. I was like, okay, it is what it is.
It's not quite honest. Like, when you're like... You know, some guys just like, I don't know, you get into a fight.
I wish him well. I don't have any hate for anybody in comedy. I wish him well. Let him do what he does. But before you could... Except, you know, listen, man, I got into this. Let's get it out of the way. I went to prison and I read that Lenny book, Ladies and Gentlemen.
Lenny Bruce.
And he talked about doing comedy and going back to the Chelsea and hanging out with strippers and doing heroin. But he also spoke about the bond between comics. I thought we were an outlaw gang. When I got into comedy, I thought I was joining the Hells Angels.
Yeah.
I thought there was an
understanding. There was a time that was it.
I thought this was an understanding.
Yeah.
If I went to T-Bone, I go, T-Bone, let's do a blast. It's good. T-Bone, we got to stab this guy.
Yeah.
This guy at the Comedy Store ain't acting right.
That's how
it
kind of
was. What do you want to do? You want to keep, you know, for you to keep coming to me and saying, he stole my joke. He stole my joke. He stole my joke. He stole it. He's a joke thief. Come here. We were the Hell's Angels.
Yeah.
This is the Comedy Store. If I was going to stab somebody, it'd be at the Comedy Store. That main room, original room combination. That old room, original room combination, we don't even have to really stab him. We could do what Charles Bronson did in The Mechanic. You shoot the gun up in the air, and the guy runs that way. And then as he runs past you, you stab him three times. Nobody sees nothing on those cameras.
Oh,
that's
snap.
How I thought things were handled at the Comedy Store.
Dude, if you got to a fight, if Comic got into a fight with an audience member, the other comics wouldn't even have to, like, ask what happened. It was just everyone's in kicking them.
Even if it's a comic you're not friends with.
Oh, yeah,
like,
yeah.
Even if
it's
you have
open
a beef
season.
With that person personally.
Yeah.
Audience member attacks them.
Yeah.
It's a fucking
even if you have
jackal
a beef with
party.
It's a jackal. I was raised.
A jackal party.
I thought that this was like my friends in Jersey. But that's your scene where you come from outside the country. Once you come to L.A., that whole mind thought changes.
Yeah.
And they'll throw you under the bus. Bro, I remember... First getting to the store, first year. This is a good story, then we'll get the fuck out of here. And I remember somebody calling me and saying, I'm coming to town. Can you pick up Coke for me? And I was just booked the Taco Bell commercial. I had tons of money. I was getting money every 3 days in the mail, and I bought 6 7-20s for 100.
Okay.
That's when you got 7-20s, and we all knew where I got it from. At the Comedy Store.
Yeah.
Because he used to give 6 for 100. I used to work him, dog, what the fuck? I give you a ride to the chiropractor. Give me 7-20s for 100. This is a true story.
What? For the cover booth guys?
No, but it doesn't matter. Okay. So he would give me seven.
Hey, Square, shut up.
He would give me 7 20s.
Okay, okay.
For 100. Well, most people get 6 20s. Okay. So I took 2 20s for me, and I was going to give the 5 20s to that person.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that person never showed. He called the store and he says his flight was delayed.
Yeah.
So I got stuck with the 5 packages, which they were doing me a favor.
Sure.
So now I had 5 packages. So
you're the top of the town.
Comic came up to me at the store. This is 19. This is how I learned that this is all bullshit. Comic came up to me at the store and said, "Man, I'm tired." I go, "You want to do a blast?" He goes, "You got one?"
Yeah.
I go, "Yeah, I got one." He goes, "Come on."
I got several.
We went to the back. We did a couple. He went up on stage, killed. And then he came back to me, and he goes, "Where'd you get that stuff at?" And I go, "I got a friend." And I go, "You know what? You know me, Triple. You know my heart." I gave him a 20. I said, "Take it." He goes, "You want anything for it? Take it. What do I give a fuck? I got 4 more.
Yeah.
About a week later, he goes to a pitch meeting. And somebody at that pitch meeting says, "We know the perfect character, Joey Diaz." This kid goes, "That fucking coke fiend?
Get out of here."
No way. And you gave him a 20%?
Gave him a 20 to go. He called me a coke fiend at a CBS fucking meeting.
How did you find that out?
I found out from another comic in the room.
Okay.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
I never said nothing to that comic for 2 years. And when he would see me, he knew that he said it in front of a friend of mine in the room.
So he had a question.
And he would always acting kind of fishy. And 2 years later, I caught him at the store, and I pulled him aside, and I go, "What the fuck were you thinking? Are you dumb motherfucker?" And he goes, "I don't know. I came to my head," and I go, "You piece of shit."
Yeah, what?
But that's what they'll do. That's what they'll do. A comic ain't gonna back you. If I go to the store right now and go, if Tripper doesn't get spots, I don't get spots. Well, fuck yous both. Yeah. I changed my mind. Fuck
Tripper. Yeah, all that.
Fuck Tripper. You know what I'm saying?
Dude, people email the bookers with fucking crying about spots and where they're going now. I've never once in my life ever said I can't follow this person or I don't want to follow that person. Even when Kevin Rillo was in his fucking like thing and he was fucking killing it, and I was like, "Man, I'm about to go eat." I would still fucking.
How bad did it go for that stupid fuck? He got hit with a glass. Then he does. Ari, you a gun? He got hit with a glass, and he had America's ear. So he does a podcast about how you didn't hear about.
Oh, did you?
You're in it too. We're all scumbags.
We're
you're
all.
A piece of
they
shit.
Actually mentioned what? Punch. This show gets
they
mentioned.
They punch. Oh yeah.
What
he threw down? Oh, I never even listened to it because I know he's a dumb fuck. I already had his fucking baby in the podcast and his wife in the podcast.
I heard some of it.
Talking about how Joe put me up to this. I was the lone gunman. I was the lone gunman in that idiot's fucking world. I was the lone gunman. He even
talking about how Joe Rogan put you up to it.
He even made a Reddit page.
I don't know what
here's a guy that fucking wanted to give his special back to Comedy Central because it sucked. Remember, I want to give my check back. I want to give the check back. Remember,
really?
He shot a Comedy Central special. He bombed.
He followed Kyle Cease, and it didn't go well.
Kyle Cease went long.
And the reason that happens because Tommy made him feel like he was bigger than the store, and he was picking his spots on who he'd follow.
Oh, he thought he was cute, and he never came clean with it. And then he does a podcast to attack us as bullies. And guess what? Bitch, you're still not at the store. He sat there for a week. Him and his wife were monitoring every social media site. They had alert, those people who come to your father's house when he presses the button for 911. We didn't say a word. He's still there waiting for us. And today was the first time I ever talked about that idiot doing that podcast. And the beauty of it is, he still ain't at the store. And he's never going to be allowed at the store. And the first time they start painting those names on the wall, who do you think's name's going to be painted over? Oh, yeah, it's over. He has no idea. He could talk all this shit he wants. We didn't do nothing to him. He did all this shit for 7 years, got away with murder, and then we raised our hand because I was never going to forget. I let you guys forget about it.
I think it was, Cap, I don't care. It was so long ago, but it was wrong. And he's like, "Fuck you. You're a bad person, too." I'm like, "Of course I am."
He's a fucking worm.
That.
And that's why he stuck down there in Huntington Beach. twice a week doing his fucking jokes, getting hit with fucking Trump supporters with glasses. So he's going to have to get hit with 2,000 glasses before that bitch could come back to the Comedy Store. He better start getting hit with glasses next week.
By the way, my
Joey, my Netflix, fucking Diaz.
My Netflix special is out July 18th.
Oh, double negative.
Double negative.
Oh, on Netflix.
July 18th and on everywhere in the world.
All right, guys. Joey, you're the best. We love you coming in. I know we are always welcome.
Yeah, thanks, Joey Diaz. And Joey Diaz on the podcast.
I go to jiu-jitsu down the corner.
Do you really? What time
is
your jiu-jitsu class?
12 to 1. I missed it.
Church, what's happening now?
Yeah. Which last night Sarah Tiana passed out on.
Full stop.
And now I know how to get Tiana to pass out. So I'm coming for you too, Tiana.
Thank you for having me, guys.
We love you. Take care. Punch Drunk Sports, where winners win.